Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Florida's top public health officer says his state is through with vaccination requirements for kids.
Florida is phasing out all childhood vaccine mandates in the state. State Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo called current requirements in schools and elsewhere an immoral intrusion on people's rights bordering on, quote, slavery, unquote. He also said it hurts parents' ability to make health decisions for their children. The state health department can scrap its own rules for some vaccine mandates, but others would require action by the Florida legislature. He didn't specify any particular vaccines, but repeated several times that the effort would end all of them. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
HHS Secretary RFK Jr. goes before a Senate panel today. Democrats expected to harp on recent firings and resignations at the CDC. China's foreign ministry says North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will have a one-on-one meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. China and Russia, North Korea, and India made a big show of solidarity at a military parade the other day. President Trump, well, he's taking a wait-and-see approach.
I understood the reason they were doing it, and they were hoping I was watching, and I was watching. My relationship with all of them is very good. We're going to find out how good it is over the next week or two.
Israel dismissing as spin a Hamas hostage release proposal. It hinges on Israel agreeing to end the war in Gaza. Israel is demanding Hamas's surrender and disarmament. That's something the terror group will not agree to. Legislation allowing Texans to sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for up to $100,000 has been passed by lawmakers and sent to Governor Greg Abbott. Backers see it as a way to halt medication abortions still available despite being illegal in Texas. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 8 points, NASDAQ futures 59 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Got a wreck about 30 minutes ago on the southbound side of 895, right at the end of the O'Donnell Street ramp. And at one point, was actually in the roadway. Now on the shoulder, wrecker just pulled up, but 895 is backed up already back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 already is backed up to about O'Donnell Street, so already some early warning problems. Big fire call in the city, dwelling fire, Pimlico area. Be careful now. Reisterstown Road, Northern Parkway, Nome Avenue through that area up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Temperatures starting off a little bit milder for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, temps will be warmer back into the mid-80s. Tracking some showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon into the evening time. Could see some strong and damaging wind gusts with these storms, so stay weather aware. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed. Police are identifying the victim of a recent homicide in Baltimore. 61-year-old Major Kip Smith was shot and killed on Sunday in the 5,000 block of Palmer Avenue. Homicide detectives are investigating. There have been 91 homicides in Baltimore so far this year, compared to 129 at this time a year ago. Baltimore residents have mixed opinions about the possibility of National Guard troops being deployed to the city. President Trump has brought up the possibility, saying Baltimore is one of the most unsafe places anywhere in the world. Some residents say the National Guard would be helpful in areas like Penn North and Park Heights, but they should not be deployed citywide. Tendaya family founder Elijah Miles says the federal government should focus on funding violence prevention and intervention, fearing troops could target black and brown communities. Some business owners think the troops could help to reduce break-ins and burglaries and make residents feel safer. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. You know, I've known you for years now, Vinny, but today I actually found out a few things I didn't know. I was shocked to find out that 72% of licensed agents didn't sell any homes in 2024. You, on the other hand, sell a home just about every 31 hours. And even more impressive, your business has been built on giving back to our local community, including your work over at Johns Hopkins Children's Center.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, we've been blessed over the last 22 years, and our Go Serve Big Mission gives back to the community that has supported us. In fact, I just announced our latest initiative, giving back to a local family in need. I'm going to waive my commission to help a family in need of buying or selling a home this fall. If anyone listening knows somebody who has struggled in any way and needs my help, I want to hear about it.
Vinny, that's amazing. And if you know a special family who needs Vinny's services, let him know the details. You can call or text Vinny today at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. The Orioles get out of San Diego with a boom and a bang.
Base is empty.
Can it happen three times in a row? Left center field, goodbye! Kowser, Mayo, and Alex Jackson, a trifecta in the third inning.
Listen to the boos in San Diego. Ben Wagner with the call on Masson, and yes, indeed, what a third inning it was as the Birds put up a crooked six and hold on for a 7-5 win and a series sweep of San Diego. How sweet it is to go back to back to back in San Diego. And then after the game, manager Mancelino on the daytime fireworks.
Well, listen, off Nestor Cortez, who's given us fits over the years, to go out there and throw up seven with a lineup that is mostly guys that were in AAA for most of the year. So we're incredibly proud.
No Basayo, no Henderson yesterday, and no Dylan Beavers as well. Padres pitcher Nestor Cortez had been 5-1 against Baltimore with a 2.20 ERA coming into the game. Ravens hit the practice field yesterday in preparation for their rematch with the Bills on Sunday night. Head coach John Harbaugh says his team goes in with eyes wide open.
We're not shying away from the reality that that's the game, that's the last game we played, and we didn't win, and we were disappointed by it. And we respect the Bills very much, and we know we got a tough game in front of us, and how good they are and well coached they are. But you know, we're a very confident team too.
U.S. Open, a stunner yesterday. Amanda Anisimova upset 2-seed Iga Swiatek in straight sets to advance to the semis, and Jannik Sinner on the men's side, dominant last night, moves into the semis as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's all systems go for 2131. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, September 4, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Bruce is off this week. In for Bruce is Delegate Nino Mangione. Morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Happy to be back again.
Indeed, we got a action-packed and informative show planned for you here this morning. Coming up in this hour, the
school's CEO gets armed protection on the first day of school, but what about the kids? Crime crackdown in Chicago. We'll tell you about the new Louisiana lockup. Just like Gator Gitmo, but in Louisiana. But our top story here today, the war of words continue between Governor Moore and President Trump over the National Guard to Baltimore.
My position has not changed.
Would you accept the National Guard if it meant that it came with the additional federal law enforcement resources that you are looking for, if it meant including the ATF and the FBI and other additional resources?
The National Guard is not trained for this. The National Guard is trained for things like natural disasters and emergencies and deploying overseas. I have too much respect for the members of our National Guard to put them on missions that they are not trained for.
But if that meant coming with the additional resources that we're seeing that the president send both, like he's doing in D.C., would you accept it?
I would hope the president is more serious of a leader than to say the only way I'll give you something that's useful is to give you something ridiculous.
And there I have it. Again, we're going to talk to Mackenzie Frost a little bit later on in the program about her confrontation with Governor Moore yesterday. But we had a National Guard member yesterday, Nino, call the show and say they are trained for that, especially the military police.
Of course they're trained for it, Sean. And the absolute fact of the matter is they are a presence that... Do you think the people in Baltimore City know what they're trained for or not? Absolutely not. The bad actors... If they're present in these areas, they are what the former General Singh called a stabilizing force. They're a stabilizing force if they're a riot, and they're a stabilizing force simply by being there.
Yeah, to protect federal troops, federal agents, federal buildings, etc. But it seems, once again, this devolves into a personal tete-a-tete between Governor Moore and President Trump. Here, Governor Moore apparently was insulted that he was mocked by President Trump at the White House.
And I know that just yesterday, the president was once again mocking me from the Oval Office.
Yeah, so there it is. It's all about him. We've seen this before in Maryland governors, Democrat and Republican. There's a lot of narcissism going on here. It's all about me, not about what's best for the people of Maryland.
So when you're shouting at the president from Pimlico, that's not an insult to the president of the United States. Remember when he keep our names out of your mouth? I mean, that is no way to talk to the president of the United States. So it's just tit for tat mocking you. Come on, Governor.
Yeah, but he claims he has respect for the office, but then he then calls President Trump, by implication, ignorant.
My reaction is my position has not changed. When the president from the Oval Office calls you natural born killers, children who are born to be violent, I say this, I respect the office, but I will never honor ignorance.
All right, so there you have it. He's calling the president ignorant over that comment. And then President Trump responded yesterday during a White House Oval Office meeting with the president of Poland on Governor Moore's invitation to walk the streets of Harm City.
Governor Moore wanted me to go and walk through Baltimore with him. And I said, you know, I think I'm a brave guy, but there's no reason to be stupid. They have crime that's at levels that nobody's ever seen before in Baltimore. They've done a terrible job.
First, Nino, what good does it do a bunch of elected officials to walk through a pre-selected, predetermined, pre-cleared street?
Exactly right. My buddy who owns the bar in Federal Hill said the councilman came on a crime walk after advance notice. And, of course, all the issues were fixed for that in one night and that one walk. And then the next, and all the owners were looking at each other like, what the hell is this? This never happens. So, yeah, it would have been pre-planned. It would have been useless. And the president was right not to accept that.
Reminds me of Gavin Newsom clearing the streets of San Francisco, of the homeless for the President Xi Jinping's visit. Yeah. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the updaters, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The wreck 895 southbound at O'Donnell Street has now cleared. The wrecker took the last vehicle out, so I'm going to scratch that off the list. That occurred about 5:30 this morning, and at one point had the right lane blocked. So we're still backed up. We're going to get an impact there that might not go away. Backed up to about the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 took a little bit of a hit, and we're going to be slow there. Eastern Avenue and the O'Donnell Street ramp coming south on 95. There's a report of a broken down vehicle on the BW Parkway southbound near the ramp at Route 175. I've been looking for it, haven't seen it yet, but there is at least some impact through there. That fire call we mentioned at the top of the hour now sitting at three alarms, Nome Avenue, Reisterstown Road, Northern Parkway. A lot of streets in that area around Pimlico are blocked off. A lot of local detours are underway through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Oh, by the way, they didn't do any work overnight on the outer loop before Security Boulevard. Wonder why. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, are you in full gloat mode this morning? Is that what this is all about?
You're damn right. But I tell you, get your ass off the highway. I'm talking about that, boy.
All right. Right now, we've got our Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. A mild start to the day. Temperatures this afternoon, mid-80s. Chance of a shower or storm for the first time in, what, 10 days or so. And, of course, this is going to be maybe some strong and damaging winds possible with this thunderstorm. And tomorrow will be dry and much warmer as well. And right now, we're at 60 degrees in the city and 58 in Millersville. And time for some one-liner news. Governor Ron DeSantis has ended all vaccine mandates in the state of Florida, not just for COVID, but mandates for every vaccine. How about that for a turnaround?
Wow.
Calling it a real shot in the arm for Floridians. New study says that the peak stress time for parents preparing their kids for school is 7:16 a.m. That's especially if your kid needs to be dropped off at school by 7:15. Big stress, stress time. That'll come one day for you, Nino.
One day.
He's looking forward to that, aren't you?
I would just say this now. Buy yourself a liquor cabinet and put it in the garage.
Speaking of liquor, Peanut the cat over in the UK disappeared from his home in Lincolnshire, England, was found 30 miles away at a pub. Not only that, he showed up at the same pub a week later. Apparently, he got there with his owner in the car. Of course, Dad didn't want to take any responsibility for that one. NBA star Kawhi Leonard allegedly given a $28 million no-show job with a tree-trimming service funded by the L.A. Clippers owner Steve Ballmer as a way to skirt the league's salary cap.
Ooh.
Huh? Well, very interesting.
Kawhi's got a 7-foot wingspan, so maybe he does.
I was going to say, probably a hell of a tree
maybe,
guy.
Maybe he could trim trees without a ladder. Who knows? First time in 4 years, job seekers outnumber job openings. The line at the unemployment office almost as long as the line to buy Powerball tickets, which, by the way, now
$1.4 billion.
We had a Harford County woman claiming a $500,000 winning ticket last night.
Pretty good.
So $1.4 billion. I guess I'll play. I mean, now it's worth my while to stop off and get a couple of tickets.
Sure.
Anything on a billion chump change in the Chuck's world. In a bizarre hot mic moment during their recent summit, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, and Kim Jong-un caught talking about how they all plan to live to be 150 years old. I guess that's collectively. Because I don't think they're going to make it individually. Who knows? And, of course, we told you about the big Powerball jackpot, but they have done a ranking now of the best and worst daytime talk show hosts. All right? And I'm going to give you the best.
Okay.
The best were Kelly Clarkson and Drew Barrymore. They topped out first and second. Mm-hmm. Who do you think finished dead last?
Who?
Sonny Hostin and Joy Blowhard came in 11th and 12th place, dead last from The View. In fact, The View itself came in dead last out of all daytime talk shows.
Worst. Yeah. So what does that tell you?
Yeah. It tells you the people are tired of their vitriol and their histrionics and their uninformed propaganda and opinions that they spurt out on a regular day.
They're also not very joyous at all, are they? I mean, they're just such hate-filled individuals, and what would be entertaining about it? I mean, maybe I'm a little biased, but all they do is just rail against Trump the whole time.
Yeah, that's all the show has become, with the occasional guest. And their guests are always... I can't tell you the last time they had a conservative on there.
Correct.
Of course, most self-respecting conservatives wouldn't even grace the show with their presence. I mean, why bother? It's like when Kristi Noemann on CBS, and of course she went to complain later about that horrific hack job of an edit, but you know what you're going to get when you go on these shows. Why even bother? Why giving? Because they would have no audience. You know, if you didn't give them any time, that's for sure. And it doesn't matter for the people of The View; they'll put them on anyway. It's called a loss leader. You know something is going to get you in the store, and you're going to take a loss on it to buy other products. That's what ABC apparently thinks of The View. They want that. And there's some people watch it. I know conservatives that watch it for entertainment purposes. They think it's funny. It's hilarious.
They do, and they go viral on social media all the time for that exact reason.
Yeah. K Count
I'd
me
rather
out.
Stab myself with an ice pick.
Yeah, that would be much more entertaining, to say the least. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. At a 6:19, 19 minutes after the hour, your thoughts are certainly welcome here on whether or not this is personal now. Do you think this is personal between Governor Moore and President Trump? I know President Trump wants to keep America safe. He's done it, shown that he can do it in D.C. I think Chicago will be next. But all the, you know, there's been a little bit of a, I'm not going to say a backpedaling, but I don't think Baltimore's on the priority list. I think there are other cities that are much worse. Baltimore's still bad. But do you think this has now become personal between these two guys?
Well, whether it's personal, I'm not sure. But he calls the president, who says ignorance. And what's more ignorant, Sean, than denying that you see it's working in Washington, D.C., and then call the president ignorant for doing exactly what Westmore says can't be done. It's not going to be any benefit. Well, you see it's working. Muriel Bowser has admitted it's working in D.C., so who's really being ignorant here? Who's the one not accepting the help when it's proven to work?
Yeah. I could be mistaken because I didn't check this week, but for the first 2 weeks, there was not a single homicide in D.C. I think it's 3 weeks now, not a single homicide. Yes, there are some crimes that are being committed, but crime overall, violent crime is down 87%. There's your data, Governor. So you might want to check your stats before you go out, start spurting off the shooting at the lip. All right, more on the feud between the governor and the president coming up in just a second. We'd love to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. The Best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex, Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in-depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, by the way, I've got a chart here. 2024 homicide rates. Baltimore is the fourth most dangerous per capita. How many years do you think it's been since a Republican was mayor of Baltimore?
80.
That's a pretty good guess. 63.
63.
Same for Memphis. 63. St. Louis, which is number two, 76 years since a Republican has been mayor. In Birmingham, Alabama, which is the number one homicide rate per capita in the country, 50 years. In New Orleans, which is another major problem, 153 years.
Jeez.
In Chicago, it's been 94 years since a Republican has been mayor of that blue city. And this is pretty much the tell of the tape throughout most of the rest of the blue cities, if you will. We'll talk about that, get some more comment here on the feud between Governor Moore and President Trump. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
895 northbound, a little bit slow. There was a broken down vehicle that got out of the tunnel northbound, now on the right shoulder as you're coming out of the tube. Backed us up a little bit towards the K-Trust Bridge, which is the steel bridge right before you get in to Child Street and through there. So it's moving again, and I think it'll clear itself out here in the next couple of minutes. And in the meantime, 95 southbound is backed up, and in that delay, there's a report of a minor wreck near the Keith Avenue ramp that would be coming down the hill from the O'Donnell Street ramp. And right now, the tunnels are both checking in the range of 15 to 20 minutes on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mild start to the day. Temperatures this afternoon in about 85 or so. Chance for showers or storms later on this afternoon and evening with strong and damaging winds possible. And right now, 65 in Annapolis. And we're talking here about, once again, the possibility of the National Guard coming into town. And we've had this ongoing feud between President Trump and, of course, Governor Wes Moore, or Tax Moore, as we call him here on the program. And Moore says that all he wants to do is, well, listen, his priority here in the state of Maryland.
For all Marylanders, I want you to know that there is nothing that I would not do to keep you safe.
Well, you kept Vinny Schiraldi on the job for how many years? Almost 3.5 years. And he, by the way, landed on his feet at some nonprofit in New York now.
He should have never been hired, but exactly. Yes, he kept him on for far too long.
There was a track record for Vinny Schiraldi everywhere he went. He left
the
debris.
York, yeah. Exactly.
So it was so that's not a priority, you know, number one. That argument has been completely blown out of the water. And now, of course, President Trump said the other day from the White House that he has a right to do it. He can go into Chicago. He can go into Baltimore. He has a right to do it once you declare a national emergency, in the whether it's an invasion, whether it's a pandemic. And he's right under Title 10, and Moore's right under Title 32. But at the end of the day, the commander-in-chief of all the military is the guy in the Oval Office, not the guy in the governor's mansion in Annapolis. But Trump says he's awaiting a call from Governor Moore.
The people in Baltimore, the people in all of the places we talk about, they want to see us there. And I think we're pretty much waiting till we get asked and properly. We're doing them a big service.
In any scenario, do you think Governor Moore picks up the phone and calls President Trump?
I do not, and my advice for President Trump, because he's had such success in Washington, D.C., unbelievable, really, what he's done there in just a couple, 3 weeks, would be to keep up the pressure on these failed leaders. I mean, do not back down. I get that's kind of a backtrack. It is, we have to admit, and I understand why, but at the same time, keep the pressure on them because you know it works. You've proven you can do it. It can happen in D.C. It can happen in Baltimore. It needs to happen in Baltimore and Chicago and all these major cities. And I believe he mentioned the Louisiana or New Orleans mayor because the Louisiana governor is a Republican, wants them to come. So I understand, okay, maybe you go to Louisiana next because the governor there will say, all right, let's please President Trump come here. And then maybe use that as a second, I guess, launching pad, so to speak, and proof of success, and then go from there.
Yeah, well, we get to the Louisiana lockup coming after the 6:30 news. But so what governor, what President Trump is doing with Governor Moore and other governors of these blue cities, I think is a brilliant political strategy. Number one, he does want to keep America, make America safe again. He does want to keep Americans safe again. But he's kind of put them in a box, okay? I'm awaiting your call. Do you not care about the citizens of your city? Do you not care? I mean, even one murder is too many.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you're at 600 in Chicago or whether you're at, you know, 100 in Baltimore City, all of them are excessive violent crimes, and you're painting them as your mayor, Brandon Scott, your governor, Wes Moore, don't care.
And that's a great point because Moore is giving, the governor is giving a speech yesterday where he calls him ignorant. He kept saying everything, if you heard about the children. Sean, the Baltimore Banner reported in 2023 they saw a spike in youth gun violence with at least 22 teenagers shot and killed. And there were additionally 84 children reported as shooting victims in 2022. The trend, again, as I mentioned, worse in 23. 389 children and teens in the city faced threats from gun violence in 24. So, you care, as President Trump just put it, you know, we're waiting the call. Do you care that kids, and that's 1 year ago, they say the numbers are getting better, but just a year ago, all that gun violence for children alone.
Yep. Let's not forget that the vast majority of perps happen to be black individuals, and the vast majority of victims in Baltimore City
are black.
So these are black leaders, Brandon Scott, Wes Moore, that are telling black people in their communities that they don't care. But yet, yesterday at the affordable housing press conference, he said he's in the communities all the time.
I have spent my time in the communities. We're in the communities all the time. And I can tell you right now, the people are saying that they want to feel safe, but the people are looking for performance and not something that's performative.
And there we have again the talking point or phrase of the day, performative. But let's talk about performative. Who is actually performative? Walking through these communities and not doing anything about the rampant, indiscriminate urban violence. Again, with the juvenile thugs. You know, he twiddled his thumbs while Vinny Schiraldi let the juvenile system burn down. And let's face it, it's broken. And I don't think the current Betsy Fox Tolentino is going to be able to fix it. You may have to start from scratch again. So we have a juvenile system that's broken. We have you can talk about homicides being down, but now it's over in Park Heights. They're worried about increasing crime rates and homicide rates in Park Heights on the northwest side of the city. So this guy can walk through the communities, but it's just so he can be seen, and he certainly doesn't hear from the citizens.
It takes real bold action, and he would rather feud with the president, and they would rather. And Brandon Scott plays the race card, saying, "We remember when the National Guard were here; they were just putting you in handcuffs because you were black." No, you need decisive action. President Trump's trying to provide it, and they won't accept it.
Coming up next, the crackdown on Chicago, and we'll take you to the Louisiana lockup. Now for news headlines in for Bruce, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A body found along Route 50 in Anne Arundel County may be connected to a missing person report in Prince George's County. Maryland State Police say troopers found the body of a woman in a grassy area off of the roadway after responding to a report of a disabled vehicle. Police don't believe the vehicle is related to the investigation. The woman's identity has not been confirmed, and there's no word yet on the cause and manner of her death. PG County Police said Wednesday that the body has similar characteristics to 19-year-old Dakara Thompson, who was last seen in the area of Jasmine Terrace and Riggs Road August 22nd. Governor Wes Moore launching a new initiative aimed at speeding up housing development and improving affordability across Maryland. His executive order, titled Housing Starts Here, calls for faster permitting, the use of state-owned land, and new housing targets for local governments. A newly appointed state housing ombudsman will help streamline the process. Moore says the plan is designed to help close Maryland's 96,000-unit housing shortage. Baltimore's congressional representatives, Kwesi Mfume and Johnny Olszewski, urged President Trump to reconsider any plans to deploy federal troops to the city. In a letter sent Wednesday, the lawmakers highlighted a 30% decline in homicides and a 21% decline in non-fatal shootings in Baltimore over the last year. While mentioning that the city is experiencing its safest period in more than 50 years, they discouraged any efforts that would erode the progress already underway. And Maryland State Police are charging an Eastern Correctional Institution inmate with first-degree murder following the death of another inmate. 26-year-old Taiwan Chapel is accused of killing 28-year-old Shane Lanham in March. A Somerset County grand jury indicted Chapel July 25th, and on Wednesday he was formally served with an arrest warrant. He remains in the custody of the Maryland Division of Corrections. Coming right up, we have a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Call Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. I personally give you a money-back guarantee that I will hypnotize you, knowing at the end that hypnosis has been a very relaxing and enjoyable experience. So I will give the inner mind an opportunity to send a message to the body and the consciousness in a way that the body and the consciousness can understand the inner mind's strength, its willingness, and now its total and complete commitment to assist you never to smoke cigarettes again as long as you live. And I wonder how surprised the body and the consciousness will be upon receiving this very strong message. 410-661-1111. Money back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 794, and the pick 4, 7856. Now it's traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Beltway on the west side has filled in already from 795 down through the area right around Route 40. Gets better after Frederick Road. The construction, not a problem today. Unfortunately, the camera, the busy area, the camera at Dogwood Road, which looks at the construction area, is out. So we're going to be a little blind in that area between Liberty Road and the ramp at I-70. So hopefully we won't get anything there. Right now, it's just a normal delay. Parkville side continues to fill in. Big story in the city in Pimlico. 3-alarm fire. A lot of equipment still in the area. Northern Parkway, Reisterstown Road, Nome Avenue. A lot of those streets are blocked off and detours underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures starting off a little bit milder for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, temps will be warmer, back into the mid-80s. Tracking some showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon into the evening time. Could see some strong and damaging wind gusts with these storms, so stay weather aware. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP, rollover specialist. No Beavers, no Basayo, no Henderson, no problem.
And even more fans. Drilled out to right center field, and it is gone! A majestic shot by Colton Cowser.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Nothing like an Earl Weaver special to get you going. And the Birds would go on to hit back-to-back-to-back dingers in the third after Colton Cowser shot on their way to a 7-5 win over the Padres and a series sweep. After the game, the milkman on how it felt to sweep a playoff team on the road.
Yeah, it feels great. You know, I feel like we had a tough road trip going in playing the Giants and these guys. And being able to win 4-6 is huge for us. Take a happy flight back, off day tomorrow. So they're really talented ball club over there, but I think today shows what this ball club's capable of.
Got to love what the bullpen did.
All the hype, the bitter taste from January, the long wait for revenge is all true, but at the end of the day, Lamar was at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills saying Sunday night's opponent, the Buffalo Bills, are no different than any other.
You know, it's just like any other game. You know, I'm trying to win regardless. I don't look at no opponent. I always tell you guys this. I don't look at no opponent and be like, I got to beat them. I feel like we got to beat everybody.
Injury report from yesterday, Jair Alexander and Daniel Fa'alele were limited in action. Isaiah Likely and Pat Ricard were DNP. It is very unlikely that Likely will play against the Bills on Sunday night. U.S. Open, major upset on the women's side. Amanda Anisimova ousts number two seed Iga Swiatek in straight sets, earning a semifinal berth, and Naomi Osaka also earning a berth. The win comes just 2 months removed from Wimbledon, where Anisimova suffered a double bagel loss. That's 6-love, 6-love to Swiatek, the only time that has happened in Wimbledon final history. On the men's side, number one Jannik Sinner rolls to the semifinals with a straight set win over Lorenzo Musetti. And finally, what a weekend it'll be for Baltimore sports this weekend. Of course, the Ravens on Sunday night at Buffalo, but before that, a huge celebration playing Saturday night at Camden Yards. It'll be the 30th anniversary of Cal Jr.'s historic 21-31. Let's take you back through the years. Cal Jr.'s first home run ever on April 5, 1982, as told by the great Chuck Thompson.
Rookie Cal Ripken came to bat in the second inning with a man on base, and from the coaching line to third, Cal Sr. offered encouragement as Cal Jr. ripped one.
A homer, that is.
Ripken's first major league home run signaled the start of something big.
If only he knew how big at that time. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the Tush Push moves to another level.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So the NFL regular season actually opens tonight.
Tonight!
In South Philadelphia, baby.
Super Bowl champion Eagles hosting the Dallas dreaded Cowboys.
As much as I hate both teams, actually, I'm going to watch the game tonight. But the interesting thing is, as you know, Philadelphia has invented the tush push. They brought it back into the league, and teams are trying to get rid of it. The Packers actually had a motion.
Was it called the tush push or the brotherly shove? I've heard both.
Well, it was originally called the tush push.
Okay.
And then they morphed out of that.
Right.
Anyway, so here's the big news, okay? Not only are we going to get the tush push, but now the tush push has a sponsor. The sponsor is Dude Wipes. Have you heard of this company?
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Dude Wipes announced yesterday that is Tuesday, that it is the lead sponsor of the play, and the partnership kicks off tonight. Dude Wipes are a disposable wipe product manufactured by Dude Products. That's a personal care brand in Chicago. They're used for personal cleansing in place of or in addition to toilet paper to clean the dude regions, as it were, and other areas like the face and the hands, of course. So anyway, the Tush Push now has this sponsor. sponsor, and you're going to be hearing about it.
What does that mean? Does that mean that during the game tonight, if they line up with the Tush Push, that the announcers are going to say, brought to you by Dude Wipes?
I'm not sure if it's a national sponsorship or it's a local sponsorship.
It's got to be local.
So I'm going to do some of the research tonight and find the audio, etc., see where it is. But anyway, Dude Wipes has come on board to sponsor the Tush Push.
Yeah, at least it wasn't Preparation H.
Now, thank God.
Thank God. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive. Claude's in Arbutus, wants to weigh in on the feud here between the mayor and the governor and President Trump. Claude, good morning.
Sean, you're crazy. You know that? Listen, first of all, I want to thank you for letting us come on to the Veterans and First Responders. I want to personally thank you.
It's my pleasure.
And also, Sean, now this mayor and this governor, they sound stupider and stupider every day. I mean, he don't want the National Guard. He don't want this. He don't want that. In the meantime, we're under a federal consent decree, which means the federal government can step in here at any time, and he can't do a damn thing about it because they're monitoring the police department right now.
That is true.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that is true. And now I'm surprised that President Trump hasn't mentioned that as of yet, but that might be the hole. He might be holding that in his back pocket.
Well, Trump's got a lot on his mind, too, Sean. You know that as well as I do.
Right.
But, I mean, I support everything he's doing. We got to do something here. I mean, I'm out on these streets every day. I got a security business, and we patrol. Now, matter of fact, the other night, I was on duty, and somebody tried to steal a car, and right in front of me with my marked unit in front of the corner with my lights flashing. And the school teacher screamed for help, so I went to help her out to find out what was going on, and that's when I seen the two kids trying to steal the car and take off. So I called the police, and it took them 2 hours to get here. 2 hours. And then he says to me, which way did they go? Well, it could have went to Timbuktu by now. I don't know where it went.
Yeah, that is so true.
What are you gonna do? I mean, you can't keep...
Well, we need something, obviously, and I think I would love to see something nationwide being done, but I don't know if we have the assets and resources. That's why it's going city by city. By the way, the crackdown in D.C. has now been extended through December, thanks to Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser, so at least she gets it, unlike Governor Moore and Brandon Scott.
Well, he's doing a good job, I'll tell you that. Bowser didn't like it at first, but now he's took a different stand, and, you know, everybody's not going to like it, but, you know, we've got to do what we got to do.
I agree. Claude, thanks so much.
National support coming in here, knocking everybody up. That's not what they're here for.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening, calling in. Appreciate that. So now let's go to Chicago. Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, yesterday blasting Democrats like Pritzker and Brandon Johnson for their incompetence and malfeasance in office.
The mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, the foolish governor of the state, Pritzker, as well as the senators of the state, Democrat leadership from top to bottom, refused to put the violent street criminals in jail.
And former Chicago Police Chief Jody Weiss was on yesterday, and he talked about what Trump is doing and how it's long overdue.
Let's look at the numbers, because to me, if you don't want the Fed help, then you must be happy with the numbers you have in crime. And we all know the only acceptable number for murder would be zero. But you just quoted some numbers. Think about that. In a Labor Day weekend, 54 people shot, 7 killed. And let's look at the year-to-date numbers. Do you realize that every 19 hours and 58 minutes, someone is murdered in Chicago? Every 4 hours and 19 minutes, someone is shot. And the sad part, you ask yourself, who's shooting who? Who's killing each other? 78% of the victims are black. 81% of the offenders are black. So you've got black and black crime. And yet, the governor and the mayor say they don't want any help. So to me, when you refuse help, you're saying you're happy with the numbers. And that is absolutely unacceptable in Chicago right now.
So, Nino, how do you reconcile Wes Moore, Brandon Scott, worried about blacks being incarcerated at incredible numbers, incredible rates, but not dying in the streets of Baltimore?
You can't reconcile, Sean. And talk about Chicago. I mean, there's been over 2,800 murders in the last 5 years, give or take. If you literally compare Chicago to some of our worst years in Iraq and Afghanistan during the height of the war, and God bless our troops, they're comparable to how dangerous they are. And we were sending soldiers, men and women, to war zones when we have war zones in our backyards. It's unbelievable, and they still refuse all of our politics. The worst mayor in the country, I said yesterday, and I'll stick to it, although Brandon Scott's pretty close.
It's amazing you should mention that, because it's either on Showtime or HBO. There's a documentary called Chi-Rac.
It's about Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Comparing
there's
Chicago to Iraq. It's incredible. 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
The backups now at both the Harbor Tunnels back to the city-county line. So we're going to go ahead and post it now. Minimum 30-minute delay and building both on 895 and now on 95. Both sitting in the area of Moravia Road. Problems earlier at the old Harbor Tunnel, they're gone. All the problems are gone. The heavy traffic remains, and now we're in gridlock. We're going into both the tunnels, but still backed up to the city-county line. Beltway, looking at you live here at I-70, the lanes are open, but the tail end of the backup begins the usual area around 795, and the Parkville side fills in quickly now from Harford Road into Towson. So far, the inner loop in and around Greenspring Avenue has not been a problem headed over towards the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for today, a mild start, going to heat up a little bit, 85 for the high, but a chance for showers and storms could be strong with heavy and damaging winds possible. Tomorrow will be dry and warmer, and right now, currently, we're looking at sunny and 61 in Columbia, and it is 60 in Owings Mills. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
It's getting bigger by the minute.
Maybe by the second. Who knows? Lab-grown meat is not being sold in Texas grocery stores or featured in most restaurant menus. But there was a sushi restaurant in Austin, which is the liberal mecca of Texas, featuring lab-grown cultivated salmon. And that didn't sit well with the Texas lawmakers, so they passed a law in June to ban the sale of lab-grown anything in restaurants. And it started this month. So good for the Lone Star State of Texas. Sure. Get that lab-grown stuff out of here. Well, nothing to do with it. Can you imagine a lab-grown traffic reporter? They tried
I don't
that.
Think I was.
They tried that years ago. They called it, janitor in a drum, I think.
That's nice. My poor mother. If she was here, she'd smack your face.
She'd be after me, that's for sure. Chick-fil-A is expanding overseas. They're now going to open up restaurants in Singapore and in the United Kingdom, as well as Puerto Rico and in Canada. So Chick-fil-A, of course, in a great American fast food franchise now.
I'm surprised they're not overseas already.
Yeah. Starbucks adding protein boost to the new lattes and cold foam flavors. So not only to get your caffeine, now you get your protein along with your favorite latte. Pizza Hut's adding new crispy chicken pizzas this is Nashville Hot and Chicken Bacon Ranch pizzas at Pizza Hut. And finally, Crumble baking the new Oreo Reese's chocolate peanut butter sandwich cookie now through September the 6th. So if you like Reese's peanut butter cups, you'll like them, yep. And you like Oreos, you'll like the new combo at Crumble as well.
Somebody dropped off some red velvet cupcakes this morning.
Oh, that's good stuff. Just out of the blue?
And I think most of them are gone already from the other side of the building.
Or were you trolling? Were you trolling locally again?
No. A friend of the morning show over there.
That's the original derivation of the term chumming. It's when Chuck would get his chums to bring stuff for free to him at the radio station.
There's a commercial on now. One of the stations, it's an Asian woman who gets a 2-for-1 can opener. And her daughter said, "Mom, why don't we have two? 2-for-1. I said, "There you go. I asked Mr. Chuck. Mr. Chuck say, get 2-for-1.
All right.
Listen, I'm not trying. Never mind.
All right. Yeah. So quit while you're ahead.
I know.
We'll see you in a couple.
All right.
6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So you know of Alligator Alcatraz, otherwise we call it Gator Gitmo here on the program. Well, now that's branching out in Louisiana yesterday. Announcement that they're opening up the Louisiana lockup. Here's Louisiana Governor, who is a Republican, Jeff Landry.
The Democrats' open border policies have allowed for the illegal entry of violent criminals, rapists, child predators, human traffickers, and drug dealers.
Yeah, and that's those are the worst of the worst. And Secretary Noem, DHS, saying that's exactly who we're putting in the Louisiana lockup.
President Trump and I are committed
We're committed to making America safe again, and that means arresting many criminal illegal aliens as possible and then making sure we're getting them off of our streets.
And A.G. Bondi was there as well, saying that, you know, this is the kind of thing you can expect out of the Trump administration, and this is just the beginning.
We're working to secure our borders, remove dangerous illegal aliens, stop drug and human smuggling, and lock up these criminals as long as we can in our prisons.
So, Nino, the question here now, the Louisiana lockup has got a capacity of 400. They can incarcerate 400. They're already half filled. They got 200 of the worst in Louisiana. Should every state have a similar type of facility?
100%, absolutely. And think about this. And God bless them for sending this message, because there's nothing controversial about this. These are the worst of the worst. These are the type of people that are ruining your communities, ruining the streets of Baltimore, ruining the streets of major cities and parts of counties across the country. Why would these are the worst of the worst offenders. Get them off the streets, lock them up for a long time, send the message that we're coming for your friends that are doing the same thing, and we're going to make America safer than it's ever been, or at least like it used to be back in the day. There's nothing wrong with this, and I think every state absolutely should put resources towards having or open up old prisons, Alligator Island, get unconventional ways, and absolutely.
State-run media, however, always focuses on the one dude that gets swept up accidentally. There was a story that they ran with a couple of weeks ago, some father that got mistaken identity, looked like the guy they were after, and he got locked up at Gator Gitmo, and they had to eventually get him out or whatever. They never do the story on the worst of the worst and the people that ICE is, you know, arresting and that should be off the streets.
And obviously nobody wants to see an innocent individual be arrested for no reason. It's a mistake, and he should be compensated, so to speak, or whatever the policy they have. I know we have policies like that here, but the point is, the 99.9% of these people, as Trump, I love when he said, they're bad hombres.
Right.
And they absolutely are.
All right. Best of Morning Drive, available each every day, WCBM.com, and our Facebook and Rumble page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen in the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
The contractor is working. They work during rush hour. They set it up right as the rush hour begins. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. 76-mile marker already getting a little bit of a slowdown there on the northbound side. Still, cannot figure that out why they start now. But either way, you ride through Annapolis, you're good. Three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound Bay Bridge. No problems between there, Sandy Point, over to the Severn River Bridge. And the backup, not quite there yet, about 45 minutes or so. I-97 will start to slow southbound right in the area at Route 32. Big delays this morning backed up to the city-county line on both the harbor tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday mild start. Going to get a little more hot and humid today. 85 with a chance of showers and storms. Heavy, strong, damaging winds possible. 65 in Annapolis, 61 in Ellicott City. Arming of city school police officers during the school day, Nino, has been a topic that has been debated in Annapolis for years. You've been down there for some of these debates the school resource officers right now, when they go into a city school, they have to disarm themselves during instructional hours, meaning that students are not protected. They do not get armed security while they're in school. And there have been people who have brought guns to school. There have been shootings in school. And God forbid there's a school mass shooter that starts, and then the police officers got to go and get their guns out of the locker room or out of lockup or out of their patrol cars before they can, and by then it's usually too late. Well, on Monday, August 25th, students returned to class in the city. On that day, City School CEO Dr. Sonia Santelises traveled to city classrooms, visiting the schools, greeting staff, talking to students, and with her, two Baltimore City police officers, both of them were armed as they walked into the school. So she's getting protection, but the kids are not. And one of our regular listeners, and this is a great report by Chris Papps at Project Baltimore, one of our regular listeners and callers, her name is Blanca Tapawasco. She was interviewed by Chris, and she obviously is annoyed the fact that kids aren't being protected.
It's called preferential protection. Of course she needs to be protected, but what about our children? Anything can happen in the setting where there's no protection.
Yeah. And we've seen anything and everything happen. And Sergeant Clyde Boatwright, he's with the Maryland FOP, and he represents a lot of the city school resource officers, says that, they should have the ability to arm themselves, protect themselves and the children.
There's no expectation to chase an armed person and you're not armed. I think that's unrealistic.
Now think about what he just said. You got an armed person who brings a loaded gun into school, and they start shooting or they threaten somebody. Are you, as a school resource officer, going to A, confront, or B, chase a person, and you don't have a firearm?
Is this simple? Anybody in the audience right now, ask yourself, what the hell is the point of having a school resource officer, which is a police officer, who's not armed? And it's amazing because, yeah, this has been voted against in Annapolis. When who stands there and protects us, Sean, is the state troopers, and they are 100% armed, rightfully so. It's common sense. And there's this narrative that the very liberal Democratic extremes, and a lot of them in the city, try to say, and I think one of the children or students interviewed, well, we're afraid when we see that gun or an officer armed.
Right.
The officer is armed, and we have so many great school resource officers. It's 100% about protecting the students. Sonia Santelises, the CEO, comes, and that's fine that she has armed security. The students absolutely should. But when she was asked, or her spokesperson, she basically said, well, it was so there was a safe environment. It's like, are you serious?
Yeah, well, the reason why they're allowed, those officers did not have to check their arms, is because they weren't assigned to the schools.
Yeah.
The rule is, if you're assigned to the school, you can't arm yourself, which is, it's absurd. It's
absurd.
Lunacy. Why even have school resource officers there? What are they going to protect? What are they going to stop?
It's selective.
With all
protection.
Due respect to them, they're there, trying to keep a safe environment. And Blanca says, look, she doesn't begrudge Santelises' protection, but please, our most precious, valuable assets are our children. And we're basically sending the message, we don't care.
This is not even against having her being protected. Our issue is, what about the thousands of other students who are vulnerable every day? Why not the same protection for our own children?
You know, we protect our banks. We protect our money with armed security guards. We protect, as you pointed out, our elected officials, which they should have protection. Yeah.
I mean, the officer's there already.
Yeah.
So it's not a question of do we put police or do in the schools. It's they're there. But you're deciding to disarm them and have less security when you've already given the go-ahead to have them there? And as I said, the double standard, you have sent at least the CEO, but then you also have us politicians receiving the actual security with armed guards. Right. I mean, it's just...
It's also a common sense thing.
Yeah.
How are you going to recruit future officers to the Baltimore City school police if you're not arming them? I mean, what fool, and I don't mean to characterize those police officers as being foolish, because they are brave, any person out there looking at it, why would I want to go into an environment where I'm tasked to protect children, and I don't have the means to do so? What are you supposed to do, throw a book at them?
Okay. When that person has, again, they're police officers. They have all the training. They have a firearm with them all of the time when they're on duty, but when they're there protecting the students.
Well, we'll see. It'll probably come up in Annapolis again this year, and we'll see what happens to the... this is indeed preferential protection for the school CEO. Stick with us. More from the Baltimore County Council and the Inspector General for Schools coming up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a visit to Capitol Hill today for Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's expected to face a barrage of questions and criticism from Democrats over recent firings and resignations, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Texas lawmakers pass a bill allowing Texans to sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for up to $100,000.
This marks the first bill of its kind in any state. Supporters hail the measure as a tool to stop medication abortions, which remain available despite being outlawed in Texas. But pro-abortion groups deride the legislation. They call the measure a bounty hunter bill that would encourage private citizens to engage in a form of legalized vigilante justice. State lawmakers have sent the measure to Governor Greg Abbott's desk.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Florida's Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latifo says the state will be getting rid of all childhood vaccine mandates, not just COVID, but all vaccination requirements will go. President Trump not giving up on sealing a deal to end the bloodshed in Ukraine, although it does sound like his patience with Russia's Vladimir Putin is wearing thin.
I'm having a conversation with him very shortly, and I'll know pretty much what we're going to be doing. We've taken very strong action, as you know, and in other ways we've taken very strong action, but I'll be speaking to him over the next few days, and we're going to see.
With who, sir?
I'm going to know exactly what's happening.
Mr. Trump will also be speaking with Ukrainian President Zelensky. European leaders are meeting. They're discussing security guarantees for Ukraine once the war does finally come to an end. The battle against wildfires that have decimated the historic California gold mining town of Chinese Camp continues. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 11 points higher. The NASDAQ futures are up 63 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Reverse mortgage, those two words cause most people to respond in a negative way without thinking. Quite frankly, I thought the same, and I found out I was wrong about these unique tools for retirement planning. Read the book I read. It's called Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, the Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement, provided by Movement Mortgage, a valued partner. If you're in or close to retirement, you owe it to yourself, whether you need money or not, to learn how to properly use the equity in your home the right way. If you want more cash flow, or simply want to eliminate a mortgage payment, or you would like to see if you can save on income taxes, get this book for free today by going to movement.com/Dinesh or call Movement Mortgage today. 580-REVERSE. That's 580-738-3773.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck in the Painted Out area, northbound 95. It's right at the ramp where you go straight ahead on 95, or you take the ramp to 395. Right now, no impact at all. There is a state highway truck behind it giving you some warning. Everybody's off to the side, but heads up if you're coming up block of Washington Boulevard and DeSoto Road from the southwest side. Both the tunnels still backed up. 895 moved in just a bit, backed up now just beyond Pulaski Highway, but 95 is backed up almost back to the city-county line. So we're still in the area of around 30 minutes at both the tunnels southbound. All your normal delays on the Beltway. Three-alarm fire in the city. A lot of roadways around Pimlico blocked off. Nome Avenue, Reisterstown Road, Northern Parkway, just to name a few. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures starting off a little bit milder for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, temps will be warmer back into the mid-80s. Tracking some showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon into the evening time. Could see some strong and damaging wind gusts with these storms, so stay weather aware. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Westmore is again rejecting President Trump's push to send federal troops to Baltimore, calling the idea theatrical and saying it disrespects the city's youth. Moore made the comments at a housing event in Columbia, responding to Trump's assertion that Baltimore needs to get rid of its hardcore criminals. Later, Trump again mocked Moore's invitation to walk through Baltimore together, saying, "I think I'm a brave guy, but there's no reason to be stupid." Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott also weighed in on Wednesday, saying the city doesn't need troops, and urged federal leaders to restore public safety funding and pass stronger gun laws. Prince George's County Police believe a body found Sunday in Anne Arundel County may belong to a missing 19-year-old. Dakara Thompson was reported missing August 23rd, and her car was found abandoned in Hyattsville the next day. Police say the body found on Sunday has characteristics similar to Thompson, though the identity of that person has not been confirmed. The Maryland State Police are leading the investigation into the discovered body, while Prince George's County is handling the missing person investigation. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Crestlock.com is now hiring for hands-on training positions in locksmithing, electrical, and security systems. No experience, no problem. We'll train you step-by-step to become a locksmith and security technician. Join a team that values your growth, offers paid training, and sets you up for long-term success. This is more than a job. It's your future. Call 410-256-7803 and apply at Crestlock.com/careers. That's Crestlock.com/careers.
Want to give more creative and fun gifts this year? Then visit us at Wild Birds Unlimited. Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Mary Lynn, and we have great gift ideas for your next birthday party, anniversary, retirement, or holiday celebration. We have a variety of bird feeders and houses, wind chimes, bird baths, nature-themed books, local and fair trade items, decor, and so much more. When you need an extra special gift, come see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. It was a holiday yesterday in San Diego.
That is ratcheted out to deep right field, and that ball is going to go into the seats for Jackson Holliday.
Ben Wagner and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Holliday breaking out of a deep August slumber. Got it started for the Birds in the 7-5 win over the Padres. A game that saw the Orioles bang out four home runs, including three in a row, in a six-run third. After the game, manager Mancelino asked how impressed he was with Jackson Holliday in the series.
And again, it's a 21-year-old kid. He's hitting 250. He's got over a 700 OPS. He's got 15 home runs or wherever he's at. He's going to push 15 stolen bases. If he gets hot in the last month, it could be 2020.
In fact, he's in rare air, joining Boog, Eddie, Cal, and Kurt Bleffery, if you can believe that, as one of five players in Oriole history to hit 16-plus home runs in their age 20 or 21 seasons. For Ravens tight end Mark Andrews, the wait has to have been agonizing. 8 months since the two-point drop in the Buffalo snow. Question posed to the three-time Pro Bowler the other day was, how actually do you leave that game and that moment behind?
I mean, I'm a pro. You know, this is what I do. This is what I love to do. This my whole entire world. So for me, it's about focusing, you know, doing my job, and just knowing the type of player that I can be in this offense and for this organization, for this city. And
finally, two-time WNBA All-Star and Baltimore native Angel Reese is in some hot water with her Chicago Sky teammates, telling the Chicago Tribune she might have to quote-unquote move on in another direction if the team doesn't improve its talent around her. But yesterday, she backtracked. Well, basically saying that her frustration is really with herself as opposed to her teammates, and they're all in it together. Coming up in 30 minutes, an Oriole pitcher gets his due, and that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Pacey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sounds like a party at Nino's house. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, Baltimore is to pay $3.3 million to the state for schools that were closed that they were getting money for. That's just tip of the iceberg, folks. There was a presser yesterday. Epstein victims, led by some members of Congress, are still calling on Trump to release everything he's got regarding the Epstein files. We'll talk about that. Baltimore County Council, however, is our top story here today, and something that our current delegate is vying for in 26. We're talking here about the county council voting 6-1 the other night to give the inspector general, a member of that kerfuffle that played out over the last 3 months with Kelly Madigan and Kathy Klossmeyer and Khadijah Walker et al., but to give the inspector general oversight of the school district's $2.4 billion, with a B, dollar budget. And this move comes after concerns, and there are legitimate, valid concerns over lack of transparency and how the funds are being spent. Here's Councilman Wade Katch during the other day, a hearing last week.
We have no control over it. None. Once we send him the money, it's over. We have no say.
So it's all income free. When the money goes out, there's no accounting for it, and other county council members testifying and members of the public as to that may not be a good idea.
I don't think it's good government for $2.4 billion of our funding to be exempt from the inspector general.
It's just good common sense. If you have an entity that takes half of your budget, it needs external oversight.
I rise in opposition to the resolution.
And the last voice you heard was Council Chair Julian Jones, who wants to be your county executive in 2026. And he gave the reason why that he is opposed to letting the inspector general take a look at these funds.
There's a reason why the school system is a quasi-state organization to keep, for the most part, local politics out of our schools.
We're not talking about politics, Councilman Jones. We're talking about getting rid of fraud, waste, and abuse.
Your reaction, Delegate Manchin.
Yeah, I agree with Councilman Koch. I agree with Councilman Marks right there. And Councilman Jones said a quasi-state system. Wouldn't that be politics in general, number one? But I don't understand why he would connect waste, fraud, and abuse to politics. I mean, let's just say a hypothetical. If we find out because of these inspector generals that we're spending, let's say, $1,000 for a stapler, right? That is the type of, with a $4 billion education budget, almost half the entire county budget. Yes, external oversight is very important. I did read that they're going to, I think, need double the workers, and you can justify that, but they also have to justify their existence. I mean, if they're in there, they have to make sure they're finding the waste, fraud, and abuse, but I 100% agree with it. I do not understand. It's very interesting because Julian Jones, the councilman, is running for county executive. He's the one person out in that vote. Izzy Patoga looks to be running for county executive as well. So does Pat Young. They're three Democrats.
Right.
The vote 6-1, right? So there are four Democrats, three Republicans. A bipartisan six effort to get that vote passed. And one person stood out. So it's just odd to me that politically Julian Jones would think that that's a winner to vote against the, being the only councilman to vote against more oversight for $2.4 billion as he's running for county executive.
And we'll talk about his reasoning here in just a second. There may be a legitimate concern, and that'll come up on how do you pay for this. We'll talk about that in just a second.
But I agree. I would have voted yes.
Yeah. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the backups are still there, both the tunnels, still right around 25, 30 minutes or so southbound on 95 and 895. There's a report of an incident kind of crowding the entrance ramp from 95 at Eastern Avenue. I looked at the camera. I didn't see it. It may be just at the end of the ramp, but that was a report we had from the city police or toll facilities, whoever's in that area. Beltway on the Parkville side, your normal delay. We're starting to back up now on the interloop coming up from 795 and Liberty Road. Again, here's the deal. You come up all the way up from Liberty Road. You come up through Reisterstown Road right there at the radio station. You make that curve at the top of the hill. Bam! Sunshine is right on your windshield, so it's blinding at that point, and you slow down. Everybody then is getting bottlenecked back towards the ramps. Let me see if it's back to Liberty Road. Not quite back to Liberty Road, but will be soon. And then the west side outer loop today, it's just the normal delay. No construction, no problems early this morning. So right now it's 795 going south to Frederick Road. Big three-alarm fire in the city. Local traffic, Pimlico heads up for that. Reisterstown Road in the area at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday mild start. And then we're a little more heat and humidity today. 85 chance for shower or storm later this afternoon or evening with strong damaging winds possible. Right now 61 and sunny in Pikesville. And it is 69 in Ocean City under sunny skies. Warm spot today. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, yesterday, there's a lot of talk here about President Trump. They're saying he's backpedaling and changing his tune on whether Baltimore will get the National Guard. I see it differently. I see it as priorities right now. And priorities are in Chicago and other cities. Yes, Baltimore is bad, no doubt. Fourth the most dangerous. But there are other cities that need, major cities, that need immediate attention, like Chicago, where we've had 75 people shot and about a third of those killed in the last 3 weeks, and here he mentioned some of them yesterday.
We have a great thing going. I could do that with Chicago. We could do that with New York. We could do it with Los Angeles. So we're making a determination now. Do we go to Chicago, or do we go to a place like New Orleans?
Yeah. So Chicago, New York, New Orleans being mentioned. Very bad places right now, in addition to Memphis and some others. Baltimore, again, still remains on his radar. I don't think he's backing down. I just think he's prioritizing. We call it triage in the medical community, that you have to identify which patient is the most sick or most danger of dying.
Yeah, and those other cities are far larger cities with populations, so they should be prioritized. But yes, Baltimore needs to be in that conversation.
Yes, it does. And he went on to call Illinois Governor Pritzker incompetent.
I want to go into Chicago and have this incompetent governor that doesn't want us. Do you know that this weekend 72 people were shot in Chicago? I'm embarrassed to say it in front of the president of Poland.
And as to what happened to the peace talks between Putin and Zelensky, well, they're on hold for now. Yesterday, Putin did say from China that that Trump is pursuing peace. And that, they haven't dismissed it yet, but he's dragging his feet, and Trump has got a message for Putin.
I have no message to President Putin. He knows where I stand, and he'll make a decision one way or the other. Whatever his decision is, we'll either be happy about it or unhappy. And if we're unhappy about it, you'll see things happen.
Yeah, so this remains a very daunting task to end this war along with the war in Gaza. President warned Hamas yesterday, quote, tell Hamas to immediately give back all 20 hostages, not 2 or 5 or 7, and things will change rapidly. He said it will end. But again, Bibi Netanyahu and Israel, they're faced right now with either get all the hostages back or they're going to go in. They have to at some point. You can't let this go on in perpetuity. As to the Venezuelan cartel drug boat that got blown to smithereens the other day, here he says, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, saying the reason why they blew the boat out of the water.
The United States has long, for many, many years, established intelligence that allow us to interdict and stop drug boats. And we did that. And it doesn't work. Interdiction doesn't work because these drug cartels, what they do is they know they're going to lose, 2% of their cargo. They bake it into their economics. What will stop them is when you blow them up, when you get rid of them. The President of the United States is going to wage war on narco-terrorist organizations. This one was operating in international waters, headed towards the United States to flood our country with poison. And under President Trump, those days are over.
Indeed. That kind of makes sense when you think about it, because we've been, Coast Guard and others have been interdicting some of these drugs, and you put a little minor dent in the, but you don't stop it. This stops it. At least those 11 on that boat will never be dealing drugs again.
Terrorist organizations, we have unbelievable military technology, we have brave men and women serving, and we have an opportunity to stop the flow of these these drugs are just death sentences. And some of these Trendyahuagua people are just murderers. So, yes, we took them out, and we will never see them again, and hopefully we'll take the next one out.
Speaking of death sentences, yesterday there was a interdiction of a Chinese ship carrying precursor chemicals to make fentanyl on its way to Mexico. We caught him. Here's U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
We announce a very significant seizure of two shipments of chemicals shipped on two different vessels on the high seas en route to the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico. From China to Mexico.
363,000 pounds of chemicals to make poisonous, deadly fentanyl. That's just tip of the iceberg, too. So think about that. Appeals court blocking president from deporting the Trendyahuagua gangbangers. This is judicial tyranny. The president's going to appeal to the Supreme Court to overturn the ruling on the tariffs, that's for sure. And he just fired another San Francisco immigration judge who was granting asylum in nearly every case that came before her. You're in. Like, it was a rubber stamp.
The damage these radical judges are doing to this country, and with the tariffs, it's a handful of judges basically putting us on the brink of economic disaster. You have a judge here saying, yeah, come on in, Trendyahuagua terrorists. Here's another judge probably saying, yeah, well, you're a rapist from Mexico. Yeah, come on in. You're fine. These radical judges, how the hell they end up, I guess, on the bench. I mean, it's a shame. I wanted to point out, you said something, or the president said something, because he's right. It is embarrassing that he's sitting there with a world leader like the Polish leader, where there was only 270 murders committed in 2022 in the entire nation of Poland, with 38 million people, when in Baltimore City just in 2022 we had over 300 alone
in one city.
It doesn't have to be this damn dangerous in all these American cities, but we've let it happen.
Day 228 of the new golden age of America,
and we are just getting started.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Freeze, gopher!
Hey,
everyone. Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the Putting Social on October 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Turf Valley Resorts. Now, this is not your average golf outing. It's a fun and casual putting challenge with a five-hole opening round, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar. So come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe. We've got friends, new faces. You're going to love it. Here's where it gets exciting.
Oh, he got all of that one.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart. Tickets are just $40. All you have to do is get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resorts.
The inaugural Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by Platinum Law Group and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herbs' Morning Market Flash.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
They do this construction northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County during rush hour. They block a lane northbound 76 mile marker, so we have a mile backup. And you're wondering, well, we're going right along here on 95. It's the middle of the morning, and they do construction right there. So you're backed up through that area. It takes about 10 minutes or so to get around that. All the tunnels are still backed up as you're moving south. 895, 95. We're moving traffic into both the harbor tunnels. The very heavy traffic southbound. Just looking at the traffic going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Lanes are open there. We'll switch the camera over. Take a look at the old harbor tunnel. Yep, everybody's moving, but we're just backed up almost back to the area at the city-county line. Normal delays on the Beltway, bright sunshine, the big factor on the inner loop coming around the curve at Park Heights Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
And, of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild start to the day. Temperature about 85. Chance for a shower or storm, which strong, heavy, damaging winds at least possible this afternoon or this evening. Sunny at 64 in Middle River, 69 in Stevensville. Let's go to Michael in Baltimore. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Good morning.
So, I was I called in about the, we were talking about protection for our children in schools.
Yeah, in case people just tuned in, there was a story that the school CEO, Dr. Santelise, has had two armed officers escorting her throughout schools at the beginning of the school week last week. Meanwhile, the school resource officers have to separate their firearms from their person while in school. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then the point that I wanted to bring up was, I mean, we don't protect our children, but yet some of the people that in this world that we really don't need in the world or in prison, we protect them from each other. We protect them from people trying to get in to get them. I mean, it's just insane. And then two, all these, how many years has it been since Sandy Hook where somebody was able to walk up to a school, get their way into a school? I mean, outside people should not be able to be even near the school. I mean, that's my feeling.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of agreement in that. I think there should be. I know President Trump was asked that question yesterday at the press conference. Shouldn't there be a National Guard member? Michael, thanks for your call. In every school, do you know how many schools there are? When you factor in kindergarten, elementary school, middle school, high school, colleges, I mean, we're talking about probably tens of thousands. And we can't commit those amount of resources. But I would like to see a program, you know, where volunteers, retired law enforcement, retired military, instead of taking it from active duty, we see them all the time doing volunteer work for other things. Why not volunteer to protect children?
Sean, that's funny you said that. I'm working on something like that. Very beginning stages, and I'll definitely keep you posted, but I thought the same thing. And there are similar programs, but I'll have more details when I kind of get that going. Hard to believe the damn session's coming up in just a few months.
Yeah.
Really, what we have, we're already in September, but I'm working on something along those lines, and I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, back at it. So just real quick here regarding the county council expanding the IG supervisory role into the Baltimore City Schools. So there's already an IG with a staff. You're probably going to need to hire more staff to handle the $2.4 billion budget of Baltimore County Schools. Again, how much more money is that going to require, and how do you pay for it?
I think the estimates were around $1 million. I mean, I can tell you one thing. They have a DEI office that spends about $1 million. That could be cut right away. Maybe if Pat Dyer wins, becomes the executive, we can cut that office and pay for it right there. But listen, I mean, there are a $4 and change billion budget. Priority needs to be waste, fraud, and abuse when half of the budget's going to one expense being education. And the fact is, it's very important to note that the council has very little oversight over the education system in Baltimore County. So having a robust IG is a good thing. You can find the money. You have to prioritize. Obviously, we can cut somewhere else. We need to cut somewhere else. And I'm not in favor of increasing taxes by any stretch of the imagination, but it can be done. It should be done. And the waste, fraud, and abuse is unfortunately something we've seen far too often. And I think accountability needs to be the number one priority.
Yeah, could where you the money possibly goes. Pay for itself if you uncover, let's say, $1 million of waste, fraud, and abuse?
And that was the point I was trying to make earlier. It needs to justify its existence, as does Kelly Madigan's job. I mean, they need to make sure they are finding all this fraud and abuse to justify why we're spending $1 million or $2 million on their office.
All right, so that's at least a good vote. Remember, Julian Jones was opposed to rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse in Baltimore County school system, and he wants to be your next county executive. The hubris on him. All right, coming up next after the 7:30 news, the Epstein victims held a unusual press conference yesterday. We'll take you there. So stick with us here for the latest news headlines. And for Bruce Elliott, once again, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A third man has now been sentenced in connection with a 2022 murder in Baltimore City. Gary Morris was found guilty of first-degree murder and conspiracy in the death of Amari Burris, and he's been sentenced to life in prison. Wesley Lambert and Darian Fleming were also charged with murder, and they have already been sentenced to life. Video surveillance showed Burris firing a gun at an associate of the defendants, who then shot Burris. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says this was a regrettable case that showed how deadly the consequences of carrying and using a firearm can be. He says there are no winners when it comes to using firearms for retribution. Police are identifying the victim of a recent homicide in Baltimore. 61-year-old Major Kip Smith was shot and killed on Sunday in the 5,000 block of Palmer Avenue. Homicide detectives are investigating the shooting. There have been 91 homicides in Baltimore so far this year, compared to 129 at this time a year ago. Maryland Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order on Wednesday to increase housing production in the state. The order improves the use of state-owned land and reduces permitting timelines in efforts to bring homes to market faster. The Moore administration says there is a 96,000-unit housing shortage in Maryland. And Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown is applauding a federal court's move to rein in Google's search engine monopoly. Brown says the ruling is a critical step toward restoring fairness and innovation in the online search market. The judge's decision allows Google to keep its Chrome browser, but bars exclusive contracts and requires the company to share search data with rivals. Brown adds that Maryland and its partners will monitor the impact closely and are prepared to return to court if stronger action is needed. A Gulfstream G-150 business jet that took off from BWI Airport Wednesday ran off the end of the runway after landing at Chicago Executive Airport. Two people on the aircraft, no injuries reported. Coming right up, we take a check of the traffic, plus Fox 45's Weather Authority forecast.
Call Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. I personally give you a money-back guarantee that I will hypnotize you, knowing at the end that hypnosis has been a very relaxing and enjoyable experience. So I will give the inner mind an opportunity to send a message to the body and the consciousness in a way that the body and the consciousness can understand the inner mind's strength, its willingness, and now it's total and complete commitment to assist you never to smoke cigarettes again as long as you live. And I wonder how surprised the body and the consciousness will be upon receiving this very strong message. 410-661-1111. Money back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 794 and the pick 4, 7856. Now, with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backup has arrived. I-97 southbound from Benfield and from Route 32. They all join together right there, and it's backed up. You have a little sun in your face right there as well. Southbound through the bridge at 178. But we're moving traffic through there. Everybody's fine between the Bay Bridge, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. Big fire call in the city early this morning. 3 alarms. So a lot of that traffic is still affected around Northern Parkway, Reisterstown Road, some of the streets, even around Park Heights Avenue. Belvedere could be affected there in the Pimlico area. So local detours still underway. JFX, last look, no problems at all. Clear right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures starting off a little bit milder for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, temps will be warmer back into the mid-80s. Tracking some showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon into the evening time. Could see some strong and damaging wind gusts with these storms, so stay weather aware. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. In San Diego yesterday, Kobe Mayo among those who delivered.
We're here to hit homers. That's hit pretty well. Straightaway center field. Merrill back at the wall, stopping. It is gone!
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Strange offensive performance yesterday for the Birds in that they clubbed 4 homers, including 3 back-to-back-to-back in the third, then failed to get a hit the rest of the way in a 7-5 series sweeping win over San Diego. Manager Mancelino was asked about that after the game.
Well, listen, off Nestor Cortez, who's given us fits over the years, to go out there and throw up 7 with a lineup that is mostly guys that were in AAA for most of the year. So we're incredibly proud. By no means do we, think that not putting up runs against Suarez and Mason Miller and Estrada and those guys is a failure.
Mason Miller, by the way, with an immaculate inning in the 8th for San Diego, the 2nd in Padre history. Off the field yesterday, Orioles left-hander Trevor Rogers named American League Pitcher of the Month for August.
It means a lot, just the journey I've been on the past couple years and, just all the self-doubt and questioning things. But
Rogers 4-1 with a 1.14 ERA in the month. An 0.86 whip has been virtually unhittable all season. Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills as prep week for Buffalo began in earnest. Smith asked about a comment earlier this summer made by Marlon Humphrey that the Ravens defense isn't feared like it once was.
Yeah, I think there is some truth to that, and I think it's more so about instilling fear into your opponents, and I think that just goes with the way you play ball. Being relentless, any chance you get to take a cat out, you take a cat out within the rules.
Within the rules, of course. And on that note, how about this? From Ravens linebacker, former linebacker, Ray Lewis, the Hall of Famer, on the podcast No Huddle Shorts, asked this question.
You, one-on-one, meeting in the hole.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry, who wins that?
Bad day for him.
Bad day for Derrick Henry. Not even close.
Bad day.
I try to tell everybody this.
I love a young kid. I love him. He's an animal. But, yeah.
No shot.
It's just a bad day for him.
Who wouldn't pay to see that? NBA news, the league investigating the L.A. Clippers and owner Steve Ballmer for circumventing the league's salary cap. The case stems from the free agent contract signed by superstar Kawhi Leonard back in 2019, a $103 million contract which apparently included $28 million for a no-show job linked to a tree planting company gone bankrupt. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a top tennis star said she, quote-unquote, feels great after drinking tequila.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I'll tell you who would win that.
Go ahead.
Okay. We used to do a drill, and I was a linebacker.
The Oklahoma drill.
Yeah. Or bull in the ring, whatever you want to call it. You get, you know, running back and a defensive tackle linebacker, whatever the case may be.
I've been there.
Yeah. And and sometimes, you know, it's limited by yardage. It's like within a 5 yard, or sometimes it's a circle. You have a limited territory.
Right.
And they place the ball on the ground sometimes, and they put, you're both lying down. You get up, and running back picks up the ball, and you're supposed to tackle, whatever the case may be. I think Ray Lewis wins this hands down. Not to diminish what Derrick Henry's talents are. But you don't have any, as a running back, you have no momentum.
Right.
You don't gain speed. So it's really just power on power. And I think the incredible violence that Ray can bring in a tackle would win the day.
I think you're right. I think the key to this is the words "in the hole."
Yes.
Because "in the hole" means it's actually one-on-one.
Right.
There's no space. You can't juke the guy.
Nope.
Right. In the hole, Ray Lewis wins that hands down. True. The tennis player we're talking about who feels great after drinking tequila is Aryna Sabalenka, the world's number one women's tennis player. There's a caveat here. She is an ambassador for a tequila company called Maestro Dobel. Okay, so obviously. But here's what gets me. She's, quote, "just sip it as a whiskey or a cognac. It has a better taste, and the next day you feel great." Who sips tequila?
I do.
You sip it?
I do.
You don't down it?
No. Now, people that do tequila shots, but really good tequila.
Nino, help me here.
Really good tequila.
Yeah.
Is you imagine if you had really good stuff.
Really?
You
sip it?
You can sip it.
Never sip
on
tequila.
Ice with a little bit of lime. Oh, it's amazing.
All right. Well, you and I one
day.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll introduce you some tequila that is actually better than some whiskeys.
So you're going to make me cultured, is what you're saying.
I will do everything I can. I can't
promise. You can't promise.
Yeah, it's only what I'm working with here.
I get that.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. Boy, what a strange press conference yesterday outside Capitol Hill. President Trump, of course, has twice asked the courts to permit the release of names associated with the case against Jeffrey Epstein and the victims of his sex trafficking ring. Twice the courts have denied the Trump administration the ability to release the sealed grand jury records. So it's not as if Trump hasn't wanted them to get that out in public. Most of the various victims of the Epstein sex trafficking operation have previously been paid victim compensation in various lawsuits, including a substantial $300 million financial settlement from J.P. Morgan Bank in 2023. And they all signed these NDAs, these non-disclosure agreements, in order to get their money. So they did get money, many of these victims. After the DOJ and Congress has released all the available files, 33,000 pages released this week by Jim Comer and his oversight committee, they still felt the need, Ro Khanna, the Democrat, and Republicans Thomas Massie, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and Nancy Mace, to hold this press conference and demand more. They want the names on this alleged list, which I understand does not exist.
Well, Sean, I don't understand why the individuals speaking, and I feel terrible for what they must have experienced. However, name the names. If you were sexually harassed or assaulted or raped or whatever the case may be by these people, name the names.
Well, the ones that took the money
can't
come forward because they signed an NDA. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, give her the names, she'll walk them into Congress.
It's a scary thing to name names, but I will tell you, I'm not afraid to name names. And so if they want to give me a list, I will walk in that Capitol on the House floor, and I'll say every damn name that abused these women.
And one of those women yesterday, Lisa Phillips, says they're going to come up with their own Epstein list.
And let me announce now, several of us Epstein survivors have been discussing creating our own list of names. Many of us were abused by them.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, together as survivors, we will confidentially compile the names we all know were regularly in the Epstein world. And it will be done by survivors, and four survivors. No one else is involved. Stay tuned for more details on that. Because history is watching, and so are the women who will come after us.
That's right.
Thank you.
Now, another one of the victims, Shante Davies, she also says Epstein used to brag about one of his big friends he used to hang out with.
With Ghislaine Maxwell, and Jeffrey and Ghislaine were always very boastful about their friends, their famous or powerful friends, and his biggest brag forever was that he was very good friends with Donald Trump. He had an 8x10 framed picture of him on his desk. With the two of them, like they were very close.
So, if there was any risk to President Trump, the Clinton campaign would have exploited it,
of course.
In the Me Too movement in 2016, that's number one. Number two, even without Clinton, the Kamala Harris campaign would have exploited that last election year. There's no risk to Trump. He's mentioned, but he's not. Most of these women say he acted like a gentleman. He was never inappropriate. So something else is.
Even the attorney said that Trump was helpful
right.
in the beginning parts of all this.
So there's something else at work here. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it here from President Trump here in just a second. 7:43 traffic and weather in threes. We do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now, reserve your spot. You get Matt Switz with Nino and Kristen and the big Chuckaroo, who is here now with an update.
Brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 895. Looking at you live, and yeah, we're still backed up, and it's just the same old, same old. Right now, we're going back again, back to Moravia Road and the city-county line. So that's a little worse than it was about 20 minutes ago. It keeps fluctuating between Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway, but right now, it's basically stopped as you're moving south. Everybody's going into the tunnel, just a lot of traffic southbound, and then the overflow traffic from there on 95, dead solid, again from Moravia Road down through Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are moving. We've had no incidents there. We're along 895, 30-minute delays right now for the tunnels as you're heading south. Beltway, yeah, all the normal stuff is there. The outer loop at Hartford Road, the inner loop through Pikesville has been fighting the bright sunshine, and that's been backed up as the traffic works its way up from Liberty Road through the west side and eventually up to the ramps at Reisterstown Road and through that area. Let me just check the camera here. Yeah, at Liberty. It's already slowing even before Liberty at that point. The outer loop is moving this morning, and that traffic is open. No construction early this morning, so that wasn't the problem right now. Just a normal heavy traffic through the area. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready for the road anytime now. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in today at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild start to the day. It's going to be hot today, 85, chance of showers and storms, heavy, strong, gusty, damaging winds possible as part of this thunderstorm threat for this afternoon and this evening. And it's dry and warmer tomorrow. Right now, 65 and sunny in the city, 65 in Millersville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And we've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs today. Lori in Upper Co. is our contestant. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine, thanks. Right. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right, well, good luck. Here are your three stories. Story number one. Veterinarians are now dumping on the vegan trend. They're recommending instead of giving your dog meat, try plant-based meals. And they're saying that vegan options for dogs now being sold in the UK and should make it over to the United States. They said it will be healthy and a viable alternative for our four-legged friends, who, by the way, are designated as carnivores. They want to turn them into herbivores.
Henry's not going to like that.
Your dog won't like it very long.
Story two, COVID
my dog
wave.
Cokie won't like that.
Right.
Hell, I might not. I might try it myself just to see.
COVID wave is washing over California. That state is seeing continued increases in the number of newly confirmed COVID cases and hospitalizations. And in San Francisco, the county health officials there have now once again reinstated the vaccine mandate and masking requirements in San Francisco due to the current COVID wave. And story three, even for Los Angeles, this is an exclusive grocery chain, but it's now coming to New York City. And this grocery chain, does include groceries, but as part of the initiation fee, you get the following. You get cold plunge and treatment rooms. You get a gym, a boutique, locker rooms, and a relaxation room. The initiation fee to be part of this grocery supermarket, $36,000 initiation fee, $7,000 in annual dues for a more than a grocery market. All right, there you have it. Story one, dogs go vegan. Story two, it's COVID time again in San Francisco. Or story three, pricey grocery supermarket opening in New York City. We'll start with Nino this morning.
I think number two has to be false because I have seen nothing on that. So I'm going with number two.
All right, Nino goes for story
two. And I hope that's false.
Number two, Kristen.
I don't know. I haven't heard it either, but I could see it being true, at least in a city like San Francisco. And I do believe that the number one could be true. I'm sure the plant-based meals won't be any more healthy for the dogs than they would be for us. I think I'm going to go with number three. I don't know how that would be affordable.
All right, Kristen goes for story three. Chuck?
I think it's fake. It would be fun, but I think it's fake. Number three.
All right, Chuck goes for number three. And Lori and Upper Co.
Three. I'll go with Chuck.
All right. You'll go with Chuck. You know there's an inherent danger in doing that, Lori.
That's okay.
You're willing to take that danger.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's been down that road.
Wait, time out.
What to do.
Lori's being coached. Do you hear? There's another voice in the background there. Lori, are you being coached by someone?
It's my husband, Mark.
Oh, Mark is coaching Lori.
Looking for a hookup or what? I mean, what's going on here? Are we going to play golf? We'll have a threesome.
All right, story number one, the vegan diet for the dogs. That is a true story. Story number two is our fake news story of the day.
No.
Nino.
There is so much
Nino
money.
Nino nails it.
Show off Nino.
New York City, there's just so much money. It wouldn't surprise me what they spend it on.
Yeah. All right, Lori, thanks for playing the game and listening. Anyway, appreciate that. By the way, yesterday at the Oval Office meeting, President Trump talked about the Epstein press conference that was being held in Washington. Here's what he had to say about that.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more, and nobody's ever satisfied. From what I understand, I could check, but from what I understand, thousands of pages of documents have been given. But it's really a Democrat hoax because they're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success that we've had as a nation since I've been president.
And one victim, her name is Haley Robson, she stepped up to the microphone, asking President Trump to meet with them, and it's not a hoax.
Mr. President Donald J. Trump, I am a registered Republican, not that that matters because this is not political. However, I cordially invite you to the Capitol to meet me in person so you can understand this is not a hoax. We are real human beings. This is real trauma.
I think what you're saying here, we'll talk about it here on the other side because there's some more analysis that needs to be done here. 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
7:53, traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of a wreck in Arundel County just came in. 175 westbound near the ramp at 295 at the parkway. A couple of vehicles are involved, so it may be affecting the ramps from the parkway through that area. Still a little backup now with the data coming south from Route 100 and from Arundel Mills Boulevard. All your normal delays on the Beltway. JFX is still good. Both the tunnels backed up in the area of 30-minute delays on the southbound side, and they're still working and the cleanup underway. Big fire in Pimlico in the area of Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're going to be hot and humid today, 85 with a chance of showers and storms. Some could be strong with heavy gusty winds. Tomorrow will be dry and warmer. Right now, 65 and sunny in Pasadena, 65 in Parkville. I want to play one more clip for you. This is Eric Bolling, and he's on over at Newsmax with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they're continuing to push this narrative that we don't have all the files released, and President Trump should release everything that the DOJ has in its clutches regarding the Epstein issue.
Need to see something turn around there.
Prove it's a hoax by releasing. Let us decide if it's a hoax or not. I mean, I love everything they're doing. I'm MAGA through and through. Before, I don't know. I'm original OG. Bannon calls me original gangster MAGA. I am. But you gotta give MAGA this.
Yeah.
You gotta give. We spent years saying you can't put a trans parade in the middle of children's, in the middle of the street on a Sunday with children involved. You can't go to kids' school story hour and have a trans. We point fingers about doing the exact same thing, or maybe even not as bad to some of the communities.
Two things. One, one of the victims, Shantae Davies, told reporters yesterday she took a trip to Africa with former President Clinton and other notable figures on one of those trips. And remember the missing minute that Pam Bondi had said that they had gotten a video of the jail cell of Jeffrey Epstein? There was a minute missing from it. She tried to explain it as this was
just a
glitch.
Recently, exactly.
Well, they found it. They found the missing minute. I mean, there's nothing on it. But why would you say that it didn't exist, and now, of course, it has been found? This kind of adds to this whole thing where it's a self-fulfilling controversy, if you will, conspiracy theory. And I think there's something there. I just don't know what at this point. And President Trump, look, I don't believe he was involved at all. And now, of course, they're trying to push this to he says it's being done to detract from his successes.
Yeah, I have no idea, right? With the Epstein files, this is one big confusion mess. But when he says hoax, he doesn't mean the whole entire thing is a hoax and that women were not abused, justice shouldn't be served. But somehow, Now, here's this press conference. I don't know why it wasn't done before now. None of it makes sense, as I said, but Trump was never exposed, as you pointed out, by any of his political opponents. He's on the record for years now with attorneys as being helpful throughout this entire situation. And he's done a lot, probably more than anybody to bring in history, to bring light to this situation, whether there's more documents to be released, as Boland was said, and maybe there are, and he should. But now it's turned into Donald Trump. I mean, you go on social media, it's unbelievable, is a pedophile, and he's on the Epstein list. That's what he's saying is a hoax. I mean, he's not saying yep. the entire thing. He's simply saying this is
and
ridiculous.
The idea that there is an Epstein list, which, you know, I think they're
which they said yesterday,
it's in her
not
head.
An approval.
It's in Ghislaine Maxwell's head. That's right. Where the Epstein list exists. And, you know, she's the one that recently said that Trump was always acting like a gentleman. So who's driving this bus? I mean, what is motivating this? Are these politicians looking to, in a moment of self-aggrandizement? Is it, do the victims actually want more money than they already received in the $300 million settlement with the NDAs? Or is it attorneys here now looking to cash in the latest class action lawsuit? When somebody's driving this bus, it's just really weird, that press conference yesterday. Yeah. And again, I don't think we're ever going to find out the entire truth. We knew, like, I watched documentaries on this. We knew he was a pedophile. We knew he was a bad dude. So was Ghislaine Maxwell. The question is, will the really powerful politicians, royalty and business community, will they ever pay the price for what they did and the way they robbed these children of their innocence? That is the question. 7:59, Vinny Steele. I just saw Vinny yesterday. We recorded a bunch of commercials for now through the end of December, I think five or six of them, and always good to see Vinny, and he's got always something, a new program or a, again, when you look at hoping, and he's thinking that maybe the interest rates are going to be cut later this month by the Fed, maybe early next year as well, which will certainly help, because, and President Trump has said that as well, you need the housing starts. You need the housing community, the real estate market to take off, and that really will make this economy just shine like no other. And so Vinny's got programs. He's got the guarantee of once you sign with him and you agree on price and time frame, your home is sold. It gets to the database of, he said, 12,786 names in the database right now of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So before you do anything else, think about listing, think about selling, or maybe you're looking to buy, whatever it is, call Vinny Steele today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. Coming up next, a former adjutant general on the National Guard to Baltimore. Mackenzie Frost joins us today at 8:37. And more on the Baltimore County school issues, and there are many issues.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's evidence that President Trump's crackdown on crime really does transcend politics. Mr. Trump is considering bringing law and order to a red state city.
After complaining about crime in Democrat-led blue states, the president says he could deploy the National Guard to a red state.
We're making a determination now. Do we go to Chicago, or do we go to a place like New Orleans, where we have a great governor?
The Democratic governors of Illinois and Maryland sharply opposed troop presence in Chicago and Baltimore, but Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is a Republican. Greg Clugston, the White House.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president recently approached him with a rather novel idea, an idea that could give the GOP a nice pre-election shot in the arm.
How about a midterm convention? I don't intend to do it in his voice, but a midterm convention. And I was like, that's genius. He said it's never been done before. That's right, and that would be such a great rallying point for us in the fall, right before the election, to lead up to that, to the momentum that we have so much to sell and talk about and celebrate. And, of course, he loves a big show.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. takes a hot seat on Capitol Hill today when he appears before a Senate panel expected to get a grilling from Democrats about recent personnel moves at the CDC, as well as his policies on vaccines. Vaccine mandates for kids may be tossed out in Florida. The state surgeon general says vaccination decisions ought to be left up to parents, and health authorities do not have the right to tell people what to put in their bodies or their children's bodies. The Trump administration is formally appealing to the Supreme Court to overturn a lower court ruling against the Trump tariffs. The sweeping levies on products from numerous countries do remain in effect, at least for now. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 13 points, NASDAQ futures 46 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Well, good morning. It's 8:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Apparently a broken down vehicle on the JFX northbound near the ramp at Cold Spring Lane. City Fire just spotted that. So heads up, might be at the end of that ramp. New wreck in the city, Monument Street, Pulaski Highway. That's on the east side. Keep in mind, Anne Arundel County, we had the wreck on Route 175 westbound at the BW Parkway. The Beltway northeast side right now is backed up pretty solid from, this is before Bel Air Road, all the way through Providence Road. Looking at the camera, Delaney Valley Road, it's slow there, and it's actually still slow even through the ramps over at York Road. And then the traffic on the inner loop coming over from 83, you're looking at the bright sunshine right there. It's right on the windshield with a slowdown on the inner loop, but the outer loop is really backed up right now. So we'll think about Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, maybe even Northern Parkway, getting away from that backup on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures starting off a little bit milder for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, temps will be warmer, back into the mid-80s. Tracking some showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon into the evening time. Could see some strong and damaging wind gusts with these storms, so stay weather aware. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore's congressional representatives, Kawisi Mfume and Johnny Olszewski, urged President Trump to reconsider any plans to deploy federal troops to the city. In a letter sent Wednesday, the lawmakers highlighted a 30% decline in homicides and a 21% decline in non-fatal shootings in Baltimore over the last year, while mentioning that the city has experiencing its safest period in more than 50 years, they discouraged any efforts that would erode the progress already underway. A body found along Route 50 in Anne Arundel County may be connected to a missing person report in Prince George's County. Maryland State Police say troopers found the body of a woman in a grassy area off the roadway after responding to a report of a disabled vehicle. Police don't believe the vehicle is related to the investigation. The woman's identity has not been confirmed, and there's no word yet on the cause and manner of death. Prince George's County Police said Wednesday that the body had similar characteristics to 19-year-old Dekara Thompson, who was last seen August 22nd. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866 597-1040. And let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. O's get an unexpected sweep of a potential playoff team yesterday in San Diego.
The difference in this game right now.
Ground ball out to second. Holiday, who started it with a leadoff home run, will finish the ball game as the Orioles come into paradise and they make it perfect, picking up all three over the Padres.
Yennier Cano was on the hill for that closer. Ben Wagner with the final call on Masson. 7-5 Baltimore yesterday as the Birds tag four big flies on a glorious Southern California afternoon. After the game, manager Mancelino, who's been talked about as the Ted Lasso of Major League managers, credits those around him.
I think the coaching staff has done an incredible job this year of choosing optimism over pessimism. And I think when you do that, it allows you to continue to work with your players and create an environment where you can walk into a place and play a team that might contend for the World Series. And for 3 days, it kind of lines up and you play good.
Birds, of course, are off today. And then the Dodgers come into town for a big weekend celebration. All eyes on the Ravens now with the season opener just days away. Anticipation and perhaps trepidation building among the fans. But from a player perspective, head coach John Harbaugh says keep it cool.
That composure part of it, you know, it's you're going to be out there and it's going to be raucous environment, and you know your heart rate's going to go up, you know, and you're going to your breathing is going to go up, and you're going to be excited, you know.
Injury report from Baltimore: Jair Alexander and Daniel Falele limited yesterday. Pat Ricard and Isaiah Likely were DNPs. And finally, let's try to get back to Angel Reese, the Baltimore native and WNBA All-Star, in some hot water with her Chicago Sky teammates, telling the Chicago Tribune she might have to, quote, move on in another direction if the team doesn't improve its talent around her. But yesterday she backtracked from those comments. Why is that happening? Again, she basically saying she was frustrated with herself as well as her team. Coming up in 30 minutes, all-time great moment for an all-time great. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, our number 1-800-WCBM-680. It's The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce is off until Monday. Delegate Nino Mangione is sitting in for Bruce for the rest of this week today and tomorrow. Coming up in this hour, more issues. What do you hear of some of the waste, fraud, and abuse that has already been identified in Baltimore County schools by Chris Papps and Project Baltimore? That should be a compelling need for the Inspector General to have purview over that. Mackenzie Frost joins us to talk about the governor's race and the war of words between President Trump and Governor Moore over the National Guard. But our top story here today is the National Guard. And Fox 45 caught up with Linda Singh. She's the retired adjutant general who led the Maryland National Guard during its deployment into Baltimore back in 2015 in the aftermath of the Freddie Gray riots. It was summoned by Governor Lockdown Larry back then. But just a reminder, Governor Moore wants me to remind you who's in charge of the Maryland National Guard.
I'm the Commander-in-Chief of the Maryland National Guard.
I'm the guy. Okay? I'm the Commander-in-Chief of the Maryland National Guard. That would be under Title 32. But if Title 10 is invoked, then the President would be in charge of the Maryland National Guard. So that's the law, folks. Whether Governor Moore likes it or not. And the retired adjutant general talked about the deployment of the National Guard to Harm City.
I don't want to get into politics, but when you think about
how we have historically done it. The governor would ask.
She doesn't want to get into politics, but then she gets into politics.
Yeah, and with all due respect, I mean, I respect the general seeing. It would be nice to hear her opinion based on her experience, whether they should or should not. She's retired. She's not going to lose any rank or get fired over this. She's retired, is my belief, right?
And right.
So let's see. I would love to hear her opinion based on your expertise. Would the National Guard be helpful? I mean, I watched the interview, read the article. Really, she didn't tell us anything we didn't already know. She basically said, well, the governor and mayor, if they want it, well, they can get it. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Well, she's saying historically.
Historically, yeah.
And that certainly would be true of 2015. I go back and remember my history now during the 60s riots here in Baltimore and elsewhere. If it was the then governor that called them out or whether it was the president, I think it was the governor, but I got to go back and confirm that. I'm sure our listeners will do that. But that you're always getting into the. Just answer the question. Historically, that's what it's done. But under Title 10, the president could certainly call in the guard. That's it. That would be a factual statement.
In the story, she really offers new insight, I should say, and I want to hear from her whether or not it's necessary to bring the guard, or is this the utopia that Brandon Scott and Governor Moore want you to believe? But she says in the interview, as I kind of alluded to earlier, or mentioned earlier, that that they were used as a stabilizing force during the riots. I see no reason why the National Guard couldn't be a stabilizing force for this overall security of the help the city of Baltimore is, especially when you have hundreds of cops short.
Yeah, we'll be on the air at that time here in Baltimore. It was a time where clearly there was concern about the city being burned to a crisp.
Yep.
And then I know a lot of residents were put out by it because you had to go through checkpoints and sometimes you had to stay in lockdown in your home on a street block. But that if you can't control your children who are out rioting, then maybe you should be behind locked doors at home. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like the problem on the JFX, we heard City Fire saying they thought it was a broken down vehicle around Cold Spring Lane. Now it's reported as an accident southbound at Cold Spring Lane. So we're looking at a delay now right here at the city-county line, and it's actually starting to back up a little bit into the area at Ruxton Road. Not quite back there yet, but if it stays in position, we'll have a problem once you get south of Northern Parkway, and then we'll back up towards Ruxton Road. So we'll think about already maybe getting around picking up Falls Road or Green Spring Avenue. We talked earlier about a wreck on 175 near the BW Parkway. Apparently now there's an accident and some road work in the same area at 175 and Ridge Road for the traffic in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a mild start, but it's going to be hotter and more humid today. 85 chance for shower or thunderstorm later on this afternoon and evening. Strong damaging winds possible. Tomorrow will be dry and warmer. Sunny 66 in Severn, and it is 66 in Parkville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV. All right, we'll tell you right now that it's the person that I'm looking at, because we're having some technical difficulties with our theme, the person that you thought we'd be rid of was Joyless Reid, okay? Remember how crazy Joyless Reid, the noted left-wing wingnut for MSNBC was? She was so crazy that they fired her last year. Now, she doesn't have the guardrails of a network to keep her in check. And she's even crazier than we thought. On a podcast, she recently put this out that she didn't think President Trump, there was an assassination attempt on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania in the summer of 2024.
He's got these magical doctors who claim that he was shot in the ear, but his ear, I guess, grew back. He had a Duplo bandage on one minute, no bandage the next. We can't get a medical record from this alleged assassination. He was supposedly shot. We have nothing. We've got
Where are the investigative records? One day he slapped his maxi pad on his ear. The next day the ear is totally fine.
It's fine. And I remember being in mainstream media where we both used to work saying, isn't it odd that we've never asked for his medical records? And I got in trouble for that. Right? So you're not allowed to even say, isn't that weird? We have more records. I know more about the attempted Ford assassination, President Ford, than I do about Donald Trump and the Gerald Ford thing happened when I was a child. Right. And they put out more information almost immediately. We knew almost immediately almost everything about Kennedy's assassination. I know more about McKinley's assassination than I do about this attempt to assassinate Trump when he was a presidential candidate. We're getting nothing. And the mainstream media isn't demanding his medical records. They're not demanding anything. They're terrified of this man. And now that the people are speculating that he might have died, we only get that online. But mainstream media is acting like everything's fine. He seems fine to me.
Sean, that woman is a damn fool. It's insulting when you, Mr. The company, what was his name?
Corey Comparatore.
Comparatore, yeah. Literally was killed.
Yep. Shielding his family from the assassin's bullets. And two other people were shot that day that did recover from their wounds. President Trump was hit in the ear.
The entire world saw it on video. I'll never forget where I was 9/11. I'll never forget where I was when President Trump was almost assassinated. But if you want to get into conspiracy, the only conspiracy she's almost proving a point is, why did we never hear any real information? It was very little information about the shooter.
Yeah, that's the only thing question. She might be right about here in this insane rant is the assassin, the would-be assassin. We hardly know anything about Thomas
Still
Crooks.
To this day, yeah.
Exactly, and that's the fault of her industry, which she was part of, the state-run drive-by media. There you go.
And Secret Service. I don't mean the whole failure. And we've talked about that on this network extensively, but the fact that she tries to make the point that he wasn't shot is insane.
It is, and she's insane as well. So I assume that there'd be a bunch of radically left podcasts out there that would give her a home, but boy, I just tell you, MSNBC cut bait while they could. Get back in the clown car, Joyless, and hopefully we never hear from you again. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after the hour. Let's go to the phones. We've got Patty in Columbia. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a whole lot of things that are going on with Democrats, and I'd like to kind of sew some stuff up here.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I was born in Baltimore. This is where they threw my family off the boat into the harbor, so to speak, and have lived in Baltimore County and many places in Maryland. I think we need to take a look at one reason why Westmore does not want to have the National Guard in Baltimore. Because they've got a lot to hide, and also I really think that there is a power grab for D.C. and for the next presidency that's going on here, and he doesn't want anything to dissuade it, and also that they are basically in front of the rest of the country embarrassed about the state of Baltimore right now, because it's after the pandemic, it's a mess. What is going on with Harbor Place? Had to go downtown to get a document from the courthouse in Baltimore, and it was dark, it was dusty, it looked like it hadn't been taken care of. Looked like it hadn't been taken care of for several years. And basically, Brandon Scott has given thugs the ability and, you know, encourage flash mobs to go down to Fells Point. There's the stuff that's happened over in the mall over in East Baltimore County of kids coming out from that. This is a mess. And I really believe it's precipitated deliberately by the Democrats as a power grab. And they would love to see, because D.C. and, I mean, because Maryland and Virginia dog collar D.C. And there's a lot of Democrats, especially those who are in the D.C. Suburbs, okay? And then we have Maryland. They would love to take hold of D.C. as a state.
Well, I think you hit on something here. So, I think you might be right. Earlier in the show, we did a list of just some of the cities, including Baltimore. It's been 63 years since a Republican has run the city of Baltimore. And it is pretty much the same for Chicago, New Orleans. I think New Orleans is 153 years or something. So you're absolutely right, Patty. Thanks for your call regarding it's a power thing. It's a power and control. They want to control these cities because that's their power base. Can you imagine if the Democrats don't have the cities voting for them in the numbers that they do? Can you imagine what would happen to the Democrat Party? That, they would be extinct.
And hopefully, if one thing comes from this politically, because you and I, you know, high-level politics, I mean, politicians always do this, right? They try to throw themselves out there. And the Governor Moore has thrown himself where he is a main story in national media taking on the president, right? That helps him amongst the liberal base. However, hopefully there are people waking up, which they are. You've seen videos in Chicago. You've seen videos in D.C.
Chicago
primarily
Red.
Primarily African-Americans.
Yeah, Chicago Red is the movement.
Coming out saying, you know what? We want safe streets. So hopefully he's miscalculated, as has some of these other Democrats, where a political turn will happen. And because she made that point there about they don't want to expose what's really happening in Baltimore City. They don't, but they've taken a political lane here, and hopefully it backfires.
All right, coming up next, we'll hear from Brandon Scott and more from Adjutant General Linda Singh on the National Guard in Baltimore.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, how close is Trump to sending troops to Chicago? Pretty close. And Gavin Newsom is turning California into South Africa, saying he's going to return stolen farmland to racial minorities.
Shake it back!
Does that feel good?
Yeah, it rhymes. They're both verbs. Awesome.
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, 23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is Lugnuts Johnson himself.
Oh, I thought you forgot who I was for a minute.
Yeah. I had to pick which name in my head I was going to use.
Oh, okay. Of the thousands that are up there.
Thousands. That happens that quickly, unlike the Rolodex, which takes a while.
Rolodex. That's right. Yeah, okay. JFX, southbound. Got me confused now. JFX southbound looks a little better at the city-county line, so maybe they have those vehicles off the roadway. Of course, we have no cameras on the JFX. We have speed cameras, but they make money. The traffic cameras don't make any money, so they don't give a crap, and they turned them off. So now it looks like we're a little better, though, coming south from Ruxton Road, at least down through Northern Parkway. The accident at a construction area in Arundel County at Route 175 at Ridge Road, and that was still blocking some lanes. The backup now on 895 has moved down from Moravia Road down to just about Pulaski Highway, and then 95 southbound last check, and I'm moving over there right as we speak. 95 is, yep, still backed up, but it's moving, but you're very slow right there at the city-county line. So we're still in the area of 25 to 30-minute delays at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild today, 85, chance of a shower, storm could be heavy, gusty winds could cause some damage later on this afternoon or this evening, so be alert there. Tomorrow will be dry and warmer. Right now, sunny and 70 in Stevensville, 67 in the Middle River, and the Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, Rumble, and Facebook pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael Lee Friedman, Mayor Brandon Scott, weighing in on whether or not the National Guard should be called into Baltimore.
We had that here before, right? A lot of folks out here grew up in Baltimore in the 90s and 2000s and remember what it was like to be black and walk outside your own house and say, hey, sit down on a curb. We're going to put these handcuffs on you.
I'm sure that happened, right? I'm sure National Guard members just put handcuffs on people because they were black. Yeah, this is disgusting. The racialization of the crime and rioting and et cetera, it just goes to show you how much of a race hustler Brandon Scott really is. Now, you could have said, you could argue against the National Guard here without racializing it, but every opportunity he gets,
everyone,
he pours gasoline on the fire. Everyone. By the way, it was Spiro Agnew who called out the guard in 1968 when after the assassination of Martin Luther King. The 100 cities had civil unrest and riots, Baltimore being one of them. Very bad time in Baltimore City, but it was Agnew that asked President Johnson to send in the guard.
And he just made a comment, Scott, about the 2000s. He wasn't referring to the National Guard being out. Was he? Or is he referring to policing?
Policing in general, but because okay. It was 2015. When we had the riots here.
What he was saying in the late 90s and early 2000s, just implying, and right. Obviously there were some acts that, you know, there were some bad actors, sure, but the idea that the National Guard would come out there in 2025 and just start handcuffing and arresting black people is absurd. But I want to go to the point here, Sean, about in D.C., President Trump, on top of the National Guard, he authorized the more federal agents like the FBI, DEA, ATF, and all we hear about constantly, for example, just the perfect example of why this would be effective. Open-air drug markets, for example. Do you think that would exist if President Trump said, okay, Governor Moore and Mayor Scott, since you guys are willing to work together, I'll pump in these federal agents, use some of your guard, maybe, you know, then you would put an end to things like that.
You would.
And you would put an end to it. And they complain about it all the time.
Well, the other thing is that they were there to protect ICE agents during their immigration raids because they've come under attack. Remember the video out of California of them rocks and stuff being thrown at ICE vehicles?
But they would rather defend the illegal aliens. They'd rather defend the gangbangers. They'd rather defend the thugs than work with President Trump to put an end to some of this.
Retired Adjutant General Linda Singh also says there's some confusion as to who the guard would report to.
You're really getting into kind of this back and forth as in, you know, who's going to be the incident commander? Who's going to have control? Who's going to make the call? Who does the guard report to?
Well, the guard reports to whoever's in charge of the guard, be it a brigadier general or whatever. And then, of course, that person then goes up the chain. If Governor Moore calls them out, they report to Governor Moore. If President Trump calls them out, they report to President Trump. I don't know why you're so confused about that.
And all it takes is if they were willing to work together, Mr. President, Governor Moore here, we want to do this. All right, how do we work this out to make it where it works. I mean, just plain and simple. It's
well, any governor.
If they wanted to be on the same page.
I think any governor, including Wes Moore, J.B. Pritzker, whoever, Gavin Newsom, that doesn't want to call the National Guard to protect its people, they mean that they don't want to give up that control. They don't want to give up that power. They don't actually want to solve crime. They can see what Brandon Scott is crowing about is a reduction in the crime, but he certainly hasn't solved the criminal problem in Baltimore City, neither has Governor Moore. And then I do think this is a significant question that the retired Adjutant General Linda Singh raises as to what happens after their 30-day deployment.
I mean, in the short term, it's definitely going to work. The question we should be asking ourselves is, are we solving the problem for a longer term?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. So far in D.C., it's been about 3-4 weeks, and the D.C. mayor just signed off on extending them indefinitely, and now we're going to hear they're going to be there at least till the end of December. So if it's working for D.C., it can work and will work in Chicago and Baltimore and New Orleans.
What a comment. In the short term, it definitely will work. So maybe we can extend it to longer term, number one. Number two, that kind of just answers everything. The fact that if you want to prioritize fighting crime, you figure out a way to find the resources that's what we wanted her to say all along. In the short term, it will definitely work.
Took a long way to get there, but she eventually did get there. Here's the other thing. You're going to need to buy time to train. We're short 500 or 600 officers in Baltimore City. D.C. is short. New York is short. L.A. is short officers. We need time to train the incoming police force so that we need numbers to keep these cities safe after the George Floyd defund the police nonsense back in several years ago. All right, it's 8:30 in for Bruce Elliott. Once again, the latest news headlines. Here is Julie Reiter.
Good morning. City police are investigating a suspicious death in West Baltimore. Officers were called to the 800 block of North Fulton Avenue around 1:30 Wednesday afternoon for a report of an unresponsive person. When medics arrived, they pronounced the man dead at the scene. Police say there were no outward signs of foul play, and an autopsy will determine the cause and manner of death. The 16-year-old convicted of killing a classmate at Joppatown High School will be sentenced September 19th. Jalen Prince was to have been sentenced on Tuesday, but it was postponed No word from the Harford County State's Attorney's Office on why the sentence was postponed. Prince was found guilty of first-degree murder in the September 2024 shooting death of 15-year-old Warren Grant in a school bathroom during an argument. Prince faces a sentence of life plus 28 years. A third man has now been sentenced in connection with a 2022 murder in Baltimore City. Gary Morris was found guilty of first-degree murder and conspiracy in the death of Amari Burris, and he's been sentenced to life in prison. Wesley Lambert and Darian Fleming were also charged with murder, and they have already been sentenced to life. Video surveillance showed Burris firing a gun at an associate of the defendants, who then shot Burris. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says this was a regrettable case that showed how deadly the consequences of carrying and using a firearm can be. He says there are no winners when it comes to using firearms for retribution. And Maryland State Police charging an Eastern Correctional Institution inmate with first-degree murder following the death of another inmate. 26-year-old Taiwan Chapel is accused of killing 28-year-old Shane Lanham in March. A Somerset County grand jury indicted Chapel on July 25th, and on Wednesday he was formally served with an arrest warrant. He remains in the custody of the Maryland Division of Corrections. Coming right up, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Casey here. When it comes to local real estate, wait and see has been our situation for a while now. Slowly but surely, that's changing. And here to tell us more is my good friend and trusted owner and broker, Vinny Steele, with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, thank you. Local real estate market is definitely shifting, and we're seeing a more balanced market this summer due to increased inventory, stabilized price appreciation, and other key factors.
So between now and the end of summer, what does that mean for your sellers?
Well, Sean, a few things. Increased buyer optimism is good for sellers who still want the most money and to sell within their time frame. In a shifting market, I provide upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and multiple cash offers because I understand every selling situation is different.
Friends, who you choose to sell your home this summer matters. It's the biggest financial transaction you will ever make. Vinny, how can listeners get in touch?
Well, anybody can visit me online, vinnysteele.com, or better yet, call or text me. I'd love to talk with you, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 794 and the pick 4 7856. And now traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Construction delays northbound 95. They work during the rush hour northbound 95 Route 24 in Harford County. You'll have a delay there at the 76 mile marker northbound. There's construction, and apparently there was an accident in the construction area on Route 175 between the BW Parkway and Ridge Road. So it looks like it's affecting the ramps, and then the ramp traffic off of the parkway could have a delay there as well. Wreck on the JFX has cleared, and we're improving now southbound from Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures starting off a little bit milder for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, temps will be warmer back into the mid-80s. Tracking some showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon into the evening time. Could see some strong and damaging wind gusts with these storms, so stay weather aware. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by the Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds are off today, their first day off actually in 2 weeks, and it's well-deserved. After a three-game sweep of the Padres in San Diego, the team and fans now gearing up for a special baseball weekend with Shohei and the Dodgers in town, the defending champs, and the 30th anniversary celebration of 21-31 on Saturday. Here's another great moment in Cal Junior history.
I'm going to be a prognosticator. Well, he might as well go bridge. He might as well go.
And the pitch. Swing and a drill deep to left field. Going back, Spencer. On the track, at the wall, he leaps. Gone!
I told you! How many times do I have to say it?
He rises to the occasion one more time.
It doesn't get any better than that.
An amazing story being written by Cal Ripken Jr.
And there it was, another great moment. That was Cal's final home run off Orlando El Duque Hernandez. Michael Kay had the call, and brother Billy, of course, was providing exciting, shall we say, the color commentary. Now, Hall of Famers Harold Baines, Eddie Murray, Mike Mussina, and Jim Palmer will be in attendance on Saturday night. Orioles Hall of Famers Brady Anderson, Al Bunbury, and B.J. Surhoff as well. The great John Miller will be there, and MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. That's Saturday night when the Orioles and the town celebrate 21-31, the 30th anniversary. And then there's the Ravens on Sunday night, the rematch in Buffalo. Linebacker Roquan Smith says this team is looking forward.
I think that's life, man. Life, you can't focus on what's in the past. It's in the past for a reason. You can use it as fuel, but you should never let something in the past affect how you look at things, because it's a new day.
It's a new day and a new team come Sunday night. Once competitors, now teammates. That's the way that Maryland freshman quarterback Malik Washington and Sidney Stewart are. Stewart used to chase Washington as a rush linebacker at Concordia Prep when Malik was the quarterback at Archbishop Spalding. And now, according to Washington, it's a different story.
And then as far as me and Sage's relationship, we're pretty good friends off the field. You know, we talk a decent amount, just pushing each other constantly, trying to be the best.
Two of the bright freshman stars for the University of Maryland. They host Northern Illinois Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Baltimore Sun's first high school football rankings are out. Top five in order, St. Francis is number one, followed by Archbishop Spalding, now without Malik Washington. McDonough number three, Milford Mill, coached by former NFL player Reggie White, at number four. And the return of Loyola Blakefield to prominence at number five, under first-year head coach Rich Holzer. Sean Casey's DeMatha Stags, by the way, are number one in the D.C. area. And finally, perhaps the greatest diver in American history is in the news for the first time in many years. Four-time Olympic gold medalist Greg Louganis recently revealed that he had sold some of his hardware to help facilitate his move to Panama. Quote, on a Facebook post, "I told the truth. While many people may have built businesses and sold them for a profit, I had my medals, which I am grateful for. $430,000 those gold medals returned." Sean, we're going to do Friday football pick'em for the first time this year, one day early, and only the one game tonight. It'll be Philadelphia and Dallas from South Philly.
Okay, and Bruce Elliott just texted me he is picking the Eagles.
Bruce did text you.
Yes, just texted me moments ago.
All right, so we don't have
He's picking the Eagles. I am also going to go with the defending Super Bowl champions, just because I want to see the Tush Push and the Dude Wipes
sponsorship. Yeah, I can't wait to get that audio tomorrow. Anyway, I'm going Philly, too, so we got three in a row there for us.
All right, very good. We'll do our rest of our picks tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hey, 38, 22, before the hour of 9 o'clock every Thursday morning, we chat with Mackenzie Frost, the Fox 45's investigative journalist and government reporter, and she goes in-depth tonight at 5 on Fox 45. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. Bruce is off this week. We have Delegate Nino Mangione in studio with us here this morning. And the war of words continue to escalate between Governor Moore and President Trump over the National Guard to Baltimore. Basically, we have Governor Moore implying that President Trump is ignorant in the latest tete-a-tete. How's this thing going to end? How do you see it?
I don't know if this will ever end. Both leaders seem to keep talking about each other. You know, yesterday we were in Columbia for the housing executive order announcement, and the governor talked about what the president said, and then we obviously had to ask him about what the president said the day before, hinting at the possibility, you know, seemingly suggesting that Baltimore would be next on the list of places where he would send in the National Guard. The governor said that, you know, he hadn't changed his opinion and that he staunchly opposes the use of the National Guard to curb crime in Baltimore and at other places. He says that he's been in communication with governors across the country, including J.B. Pritzker in Illinois to kind of coordinate responses, and he's working with the Attorney General in Maryland, Anthony Brown, to review legal options if the president does decide to move forward with this. And then a couple hours later, the president was asked about visiting a restaurant in Washington, D.C., and he brought up Baltimore again. So it doesn't really seem like this will ever end. I'm not sure what the ending point will be.
Yeah, and Fox 45 also has a story with the retired Adjutant General Linda Singh, who used to head up the Maryland National Guard. She says in the short term, this will work for Baltimore. The bigger question is the longer term.
Right.
Yes, the National Guard can restore law and order and peace in 30 days, but what happens after?
Right, and that's kind of the biggest question, right? And, you know, we are seeing the decline in crime. The statistics show that what is happening in D.C. is working. We have seen that. And in my interview with the governor last week, I asked him, how can he argue that what we're seeing in D.C. isn't working when we look at the statistics? And he argues that there isn't data directly proving that the guard being there is the exact reason. But that's not quite what we're hearing from the mayor of D.C. You know, she doesn't necessarily like the National Guard being there, but she embraces the additional law enforcement resources that kind of have come along with it. And violent crime has dropped 42% since the surge of federal resources in Washington, D.C. So it is a question. And that was something that I did ask the governor specifically yesterday, was that if he would accept what the president is offering, if it meant getting what the governor wants, because the governor does want additional federal law enforcement resources, including additional ATF and FBI resources. So if he would accept the National Guard, if it meant getting what he wants to, would he do that? And he didn't really. He said he hoped the president wouldn't make him choose that.
Good morning, Mackenzie. Nina Delegate Mangione here. I had a question for you. So I put a little poll up on my Instagram, and I'm of like mind, a lot of my friends, but, you know, I have a lot of followers that are different political, I guess, bent, you could say. But 86% agreed in the poll question that the National Guard should come to Baltimore. But your team at Fox Baltimore, often out in the streets talking to people who are not of any political persuasion, lots in Baltimore City, what are the people themselves saying that you come across?
I would say that some people say yes, and some people argue that that they don't want to see it because there's a lot of hesitancy based on what happened with Freddie Gray. But some people argue that they would like to see more resources. They want to see more law enforcement presence. And if it is just in the short term, that they would like to see that. So I think that there is kind of a split in the community about whether this would be a good thing. And I think depending on where you live, some people definitely want to see a larger law enforcement presence. And, you know, it just depends on who you talk to.
All right, more with Mackenzie Frost coming up in just a moment as she goes in-depth tonight at 5 on Fox 45. Time for traffic and weather on the 3s at 8:43. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Construction and delays in Anne Arundel County around the ramp at Route 175 and the VW Parkway could be affecting the ramps from the parkway as well. So heads up for that in Anne Arundel County. JFX did recover from an earlier minor accident after Northern Parkway. The Beltway northeast side, not quite as bad, but still slow before Harford Road. And that delay, it's a rolling, very heavy backup now, comes all the way through the ramps at York Road and over towards 83 before it gets better. Interloop at Green Spring, the west side, still pretty solid yet. It's the normal backup, 795 to Frederick Road, moving south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild start to the day. Temperature is about 85, 86 or so. Chance for showers and storms, could be heavy at times later on this afternoon or this evening. It's sunny in 69 in the city, 68 in Severn. On our newsmaker hotline, Fox 45's investigative reporter Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight. And, you know, transitioning to the governor's race, there was an interesting story out of the Daily Mail this week showing the governor and First Lady Dawn Moore vacationing at Lake Como with George Clooney's yacht. That's a $100 million villa on Lake Como. Do we know, Governor's saying he paid for it, but do we know who paid for the entire trip, state security detail, et cetera? And Mackenzie, do you think this is, he's worried about the 26 competition, or is this for 28?
Well, he says he's not running for president in 2028, right? He's been asked that question multiple times. He says he's not focused on that right now. You can infer what you want. He makes sure to say right now, so I think that's important to, you know, he's qualifying that. You know, we know that when the governor travels, he travels with security, and taxpayers pay for the security. So whether that is for official travel or campaign travel, sometimes, you know, sometimes various funds get reimbursed. We'll have to kind of wait and see what happens. We know that in this specific instance, they did make it clear that he paid for the personal trip, but then it wasn't exactly clear who paid for the actual security measure when he does travel with detail. Historically, the detail is paid for by taxpayers.
And I understand that there's a limit as to how much you can accept as a gift as governor or as an elected official. And I think it's $25. I'm not sure. Maybe you know. And it would seem to me that, this trip could certainly have exceeded that.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see exactly what, when it comes time for some of the campaign finance reports to kind of come out. But unfortunately, we'll have to wait until January for a lot of that to unfold. There are a lot of questions about, you know, who paid for the boat itself and the gift. I think that a lot of these questions will come out in the months to come. He was kind of asked a question about it yesterday, but it was like as he was walking back to his car after the little gaggle was over, so he didn't answer the question. I think he'll continue to be asked these questions, so we'll see what his office has to say about it.
Hey, Mackenzie, and yeah, they're fair questions. They deserve answers. And it kind of ties back into the first part of this conversation. You had the deputy press secretary for President Trump responded, and he said, Abigail Jackson said, quote, the crime crisis ravaging your city is no problem at all when you could jet off on to Italy on yacht vacations. Then she went on. But the point is, the timing, do you think the timing looks pretty bad when you're starting a war of words, so to speak, with the President of the United States? You're getting all of this media coverage and right in the thick of the battle. Oh, by the way, he's off with George Clooney's yacht and beautiful, very luxurious Lake Como. And meanwhile, the crime crisis continues and President Trump is here doing his thing in D.C. where they are getting results.
Yeah, the timing of it was probably, you know, not ideal for the governor. And he said it was for the First Lady's birthday. I don't know when they had this trip planned or, you know, I don't know their scheduling or anything about that. But it certainly was interesting. It was kind of a surprise for many people when those photos first surfaced. I was a little surprised to see that. I didn't really believe it at first. But then I was also kind of surprised to see that his first event wasn't in Baltimore. I was expecting that to kind of be where he would kind of address all of this. But then it was in Columbia yesterday after all of that happened. So, and then no one really, you know, he didn't really take any questions about it either.
I know you have Minority Leader Steve Hershey coming on the show tonight.
Yes.
And I know it's embargoed as to content, but can you give us a hint? I mean, does it have anything to do with the governor's race, Mackenzie?
Well, we are talking about the governor's race on the show, and he has a special announcement. So, you know, I would just say tune in.
I knew somehow you were going to do that. All right, tonight at 5 o'clock, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth. You're going to have to tune in to see what Steve Hershey is going to announce or has to say.
Yeah, tune in.
All right. Thanks, Mackenzie. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you. Sounds good.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. 8:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Could Steve Hershey be running?
It's possible.
You know? Because, you know, he's a lockdown Larry guy. He's a big Hoganite, Hogan, you know, acolyte. So, or will he be announcing for Larry Hogan?
Got to tune into McKenzie to find out.
You don't want to go there, do you, Dino? As part of the Republican apparatus, you don't want to be on the outside.
I'm not sure who's running. I have no idea.
Well, we know you're not running for governor. We can rule that out.
Not
okay, you're running for county council.
County council
next year in Baltimore County. Okay, yeah. So that much we know, and we can report. All right. So it's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, our feel good news segment of the day. But a reminder: the best of morning drive available each and every day. WCBM.com, Rumble, and Facebook page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Gavin Newsom is turning California into South Africa, saying he's going to return stolen farmland to racial minorities.
Mackle, yackle. Cole got to be.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:51, by the way, this just in, Chris Papp's reporting that Baltimore County Public Schools receiving record amounts of tax dollars, and we're now finding out, according to a Fox 45 News investigation, internal audit, 95 total investigations in the Baltimore County Public Schools substantiated 43 allegations of misconduct, the most over the last 3 years. 34 investigations for alleged misconduct this past school year were either inconclusive, unsubstantiated, or there was no report. 18 investigations are still pending. These reports have not been made public. The details of each investigation not publicly available, only the findings. The public also cannot see what, if anything, happened to the employees involved or where they work. So this is without the Inspector General having the supervisory oversight of the Baltimore County Public Schools. Imagine what they would find with the Inspector General.
Haven't seen that story. However, I'm meeting with the Baltimore County delegation today and the school superintendent, so maybe I will raise that very article right. And take a look
at it. I will hand that story right to you there, Delegate. So there it is. News as it happens, folks.
Yep.
We'll see what happens right after that. And by the way, Kwesi Mfume and Johnny Zero sending a letter to President Trump to avoid deploying troops to Baltimore. They're saying, hey, everything's fine here. There's nothing wrong with Baltimore. You know, it's our education system is great. Our infrastructure is top notch. And by the way, there's no juvenile thug crime explosion. Just ask Vinny Schiraldi. He'll tell you. God, please. 8:53 traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Northeast side of the Beltway, yep, you're still jammed up. And it's been one of these mornings. It's been Bel Air Road, Hartford Road, Providence Road, Delaney Valley Road, and at one point all the way over through York Road. Now the backup is starting to ease up after Delaney Valley Road, but you still have to ride it out. The interloop through Park Heights Avenue over to Green Spring to the JFX, some slowing there. We're starting to see a few gaps in the traffic now, or the traffic at least on the west side moving south from 795 and down through Frederick Road. Barring any new problems in that area, we should be okay with the normal delay starting to ease up between now and 9:30. Heads up in Anne Arundel County, new wreck Route 32 at Telegraph Road. Construction affecting the ramps, emergency work at Route 175 and the ramp area at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We have a mild start, but it could be a rocky ending today. It's going to be hot and humid, 85 with a chance of showers and storms. Some strong, heavy, damaging winds are possible. And then tomorrow, dry and much warmer for your Friday. And right now, it is sunny and 70 in Middle River, 72 in Ocean City. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs. 5-year-old boy in Florida recently left his home to get breakfast at Chick-fil-A. Jacksonville Police Department shared the chest cam footage on social media this week. His house was just down the street. Here the offer is officers bringing 5-year-old William back home and his adorable reaction.
We arrived on scene.
Hello.
Hello.
And as we walked in, we see a little kid sitting at the table eating his breakfast with one of the managers. We asked where he came from, and he kept saying he walked to Chick-fil-A.
You know where your house is, right, honey?
It's right across the street, right over there.
I walked him to the back of my patrol car.
Are you going to get me in jail?
No, I'm not going to put you in jail. And we started checking in. He had a white fence.
That's where it is.
Right here?
Yeah.
And that's when we pulled up in the driveway.
Hey, good morning. Hey, do you have a son named Lee?
William.
Yeah, a little boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was down at the Chick-fil-A.
Are you kidding me?
No, we have him in our police car. You want to come get him?
You could just see the look on his face. It would be for any parent, including myself. It's disbelief.
Yeah, disbelief, and it happens. You know, you got to wonder how a 5-year-old sneaks out of the house and goes to Chick-fil-A. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, a family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me, be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
8:56, 4 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So a lot of rants this week from radical lefties like Brandon Johnson, racist Reseda Tlaib. I caught this one. This is a Connecticut Democrat. His name is John Lawson. He's upset at the ICE agents for coming into his state and his area and rounding up the worst of the worst illegal alien criminals and removing them for deportation. Here was his rant earlier in the week.
This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourselves.
You know, you wonder why the National Guard has to be called into cities like, you know, D.C. and Chicago and Los Angeles, because they are demonizing federal law enforcement agents who are duly sworn in. That is their job, to pursue illegal aliens, especially the criminal element, and get them off our streets. And yet they have become the targets on the streets because of people like John Lawson.
And this guy's a disgrace. And the irony here is he says, unmask yourself so we can see you and know who you are. Well, guess what the hell the facts are when it comes to these illegal aliens? We do not know who many of them, well, millions of them are. That's the whole point about stopping illegal immigration. We could be letting terrorists in, drug cartels. We don't know, which is why we have a legal immigration system, so we know who we let in. He's saying unmask these ICE agents who are American citizens doing a brave job to protect our country, and he makes it about them and not the illegal aliens.
Yeah, ones that are stealing our identities, our social security numbers, and
sneaking
again,
across the
fake
border,
driver's licenses, and you name it. They're not the problem. It's the ICE agents. And by the way, they've masked themselves for good cause because they're being doxxed, they're being outed, and it's just not the agents. Their wives and their families are also in the crosshairs.
And they're outed by congressmen instead of, just leftist whack.
And well, let's not forget, a Supreme Court justice, there was an assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh. So that is, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny has got a number of programs going to help sell your home. And that they include, of course, the buy your home, sell your home, stay in your home program. That is just incredible. You can sell it and stay there for 12 months. He's got all the details. There's the home trade-in program, much like you would trade in a car. He's got all the details on that program, as well as the fixer-upper program. You know, a lot of times people need to fix up their home, but they don't want to do it. They don't want to incur the cost. They don't want to be hassled with contractors. Vinny will do all of that, and they just subtract the cost of the repairs and or renovations from the final sales price. So Vinny Steele's got that guarantee. Once you sign on the dotted line, you agree to price. time frame, and once you sign that contract, your home is guaranteed to sell because, and I just got it updated yesterday, of the 12,786 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home in his database. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks, Dino, for joining
Thank
once again.
Sean.
Be back tomorrow morning with us. Bruce will be back with us on Monday. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Until tomorrow morning at 6, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.